How can you eat so
it's
much?
It's called
of that?
A problem in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, there will probably be a.
Oh, we should go ahead and take bets then. I'm going to say at least twice.
Yeah, what's the over under?
Oh. I'm doing twice.
That's going to be over under.
Let's get a time mark. It's 9:05. Give me 9:18.
I'm going to go with
$1,
Bob. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with
$2, Bob.
Did you say 9:18? It's only 13 minutes, dude.
Yeah,
I'm saying 9:26.
I don't know, though. That is Taco Bell.
9:26.
It can hit hard and fast. It'll sneak up on you.
Jesus. Are you ready to hit record, Josh?
Oh, shit. Maybe.
Go ahead and hit record.
Wait. I have to find the window again.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I got my music.
I've got music.
There's the
Yeah,
window.
But yours was the intermission music.
No, I got start music.
No, I got start music.
You have something special?
Oh, for the love of God.
Either way.
I'm playing something Josh asked for a long time ago.
All right, that's fine.
I'm scared.
Oh.
When did I ask for this?
Like 6 podcasts ago.
Oh.
Hijinks and Sue podcast, number 18. Hijinks and Sue, the only podcast hosted by a webcomic author, 2 video game programmers, and a hot piece of Filipino ass.
Neither of us are programmers, you dumb fuck.
Oh, wait. I got all that wrong.
Isn't she Vietnamese?
She's Haitian.
Plus, I was talking about Josh.
Oh yeah, I've been known to be Vietnamese. Sometime.
Dude, if I said you were
what
video
are we
game,
about?
If
what
I the, said video game
that
programmers, that's, people would understand that. If I said developers, it's correct. Whatever.
I went to Westwood College.
I know. That's why your level 3s are so tight.
I hate you so much.
Angry inch.
6 inches, 4 out of 5. All right, so. I was going to say the only podcast hosted by a webcomics author and video game developers that has nothing to do with webcomics or video games.
It's pretty sweet.
Because you know all the other ones do. Like, what's going on in webcomics? What the fuck are you talking about going on in webcomics? Nothing going on in webcomics. Or video games, for that matter. No one should ever talk about video games.
You sound very angry tonight.
Oh, I'm
Joel.
Not.
Maybe calm down over
nice.
There.
So, it's 9:07 Central Time on a Friday. And Friday is normally a comic day.
Yeah.
And the comic went live 30 minutes ago.
Way to go.
Why? Why?
What were you... Were you just beating off all day? What else?
Why?
What else were you
Because there's news.
Oh?
Because, Dateline. Webcomics. The internet. Everything's going crazy. They, me... The vault got launched. That's what happened. It took me 3 days, and it busted my ass. But if you want to support Hijinks and Sue, if you like the comic, the podcast, the forum, the blog, videos, anything, and you want to show your support, go to vault.hijinksandsue.com and make a small donation, and you'll get access to all of the desktops, behind-the-scenes art, original concept drawings. There'll eventually be audio and video that we'll be adding. Maybe, post-show podcast audio will be on there. All kinds of cool shit, and I'll be adding to it throughout the month, every month. If you donate, you'll get access for the whole month. If you donate now, you'll get all the way through July, because June's almost over.
Are you still talking?
Shut up, dude. What's the point of this?
What are months?
Why do you think we're not doing this so the internet can adore you?
Oh, I thought we were...
Well, we are actually doing it. So the
I know we're doing
Josh.
That for Denise, but... Yeah.
I actually use a Mayan calendar, so I don't know how any of your vault stuff works.
Oh, it's 2 skulls past the wheat harvest.
Oh, okay.
Quetzalcoatl.
Right. Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
It's not even...
The Mayan god Sacagawea.
Whatever.
That's perfect. I love that. And we're broadcasting live on Ustream.tv. If you're listening to it, you're listening to it. And if you're not, then you're probably screwed, because the last time we tried to save one of these, it disappeared into Ustream's... Matter
yeah.
converter.
That was my fault. I fucked that one up.
No, it's... Okay, here's what's funny. We recorded last week, which was the birthday extravaganza fancy bastard ball, and you didn't save it. That's fine. I was okay with that. I was okay that you forgot. I didn't care. I didn't know how it worked anyway. But then it shows up a week later on Ustream. You go to ustream.tv/hijinksandsue, and there's the video. And people are emailing me. People are commenting on the forum. Hey, the video's there. Did you save it? That video was inaccessible to me and to anyone else, and like could not be saved. It was just there. And so I emailed Ustream and said, can I please have that video? And they never responded. So I'm guessing it's gone.
The goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain.
So
we need to get some more sounds for him.
We need to get less sounds, like zero.
For that.
He needs the pew pew sound, and that's it. That is all.
No, we'll get that nonstop.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
My favorite part of last week's podcast was how many times Eli goes, hey, put headphones on so you can hear my sound effects.
I got a job to do here, man.
I'm busting my ass pressing these clicky buttons.
Oh, that's going to be the master trash bag, so you may want to wait. You're welcome to throw it away for me.
I've just changed your name to Master Trash Bag.
Me?
That's his DJ name.
Calling you that from DJ Master Trash Bag.
I hate you.
I think I might be clipping. I might need to turn myself down. I don't want to, though.
if I talk
like this,
anyway?
If I talk like this, do you see any yellow or red? Talk it.
Oh, it's like all solid red. Yeah, no, totally. I'm kidding. It's not. I just want you to shut the fuck up.
Okay. So let's get this shit started. We're going to do... We already talked about the vault. I want to talk about that for the rest of the podcast.
Can I get this over with and off my chest here briefly before I forget?
You have something?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. This is my apology to Chris.
Do we have sad since music you're listening, to play?
And I keep forgetting to like email you about this.
Wait. Yeah.
What are you doing?
We need sad music.
Oh, God, I'm already playing music. Can I turn mine off?
Yes.
Just go, Josh.
Okay. So last week we did the whole party thing, and then we followed it with bad movie night.
Mm-hmm. That was so great.
Wait. I brought two movies, and then after we watched one of Joel's, we watched one of Eli's, and then I had the two that we were going to watch, and we voted to watch one of them first. Chris gave me one of the movies, and we voted to watch the other movie first. That movie was so bad, so mind-numbingly horrible, that they just refused to let me watch the next movie.
Which
it was over.
Which movie was so bad, so horrible?
The Color One Eye.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that was the best part of the party.
In a sense, it was.
Yeah, let's talk about that just briefly.
Sense.
In the sense that the comments that we made were the best ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally worth
it. That's true.
So last week, we broadcasted my birthday party on Ustream after the podcast was over, and a good 15, 20 fancy bastards stuck around for damn near 8 hours watching movies
with
us. Yeah,
what's up with that?
It's fucking awesome. Watching movies, making fun of movies.
That's like an entire shift at Blockbuster.
Which apparently all of them were off on Saturday night.
Props, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, thanks, Blockbuster Late Shift, for coming to my party. Yeah,
like,
so
some of our listeners lost like $4.75 an hour, man.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
This
it's
didn't happen. I'm going to go ahead and preface this by saying we did not do this. It didn't happen. I'm speaking in terms of fiction, but we pointed the camera at the TV and just broadcast movies over the internet, and that is the best way to watch a shitty movie, because then the entire world is making fun of it with you.
It was pretty sweet.
Great. We watched They Call Her One Eye.
Seriously?
Are you a latent, like, Foley artist dream happening here? Like, I really want to make sounds.
I do.
Here, let me get some pebbles. I'll make some walking sounds. Crunch, 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 crunch. So, They Call Her One Eye was a Swedish movie about rape
pebbles.
And revenge, but all the rape got cut out, and there didn't seem to actually be any revenge.
No, it was...
It wasn't
was so
revenge.
Bad.
It was more like... delivering mail. Like, yeah, hey, you didn't get your mail. I have it.
They literally... She'd get in the car and drive for 30 minutes, and you'd watch her the whole trip where she's going, making turning signals and, like, pulling over and checking the tires. And then she'd kill a guy with a shotgun.
Right. So, anyway...
Oh, I'm sorry.
For next time that we do...
We
bad
didn't
movie
watch
night,
Chris's movie.
We need to watch Chris's
which
movie.
What
was his... Oh, he actually made a movie.
He didn't make it. A friend of his made it, and he...
Oh, no, I don't care.
Fuck off.
He's
in it.
Oh.
Carry
so
on,
now you
Josh.
Does he get raped in it? So just say yes and I'll watch it.
Yes.
Oh.
He plays the part of a motorcycle cop.
That gets raped.
Sure.
Can
maybe
we have a whole new subgenre of movie called Rape Venge?
No.
Actually, there was that one time that I found...
Whoa!
No, I found... I when I went to Chicago
terrible
a few years
way
back,
to segue.
Yes. I was in Chicago and I was at a comic book shop and they had a magazine that's Asian cult cinema.
Oh,
and
right.
I pulled it out and I was like, hey, look at this that I found. But I never really went through it in great detail. And then Denise is looking at it and she's like...
I don't want to look at this anymore.
There's a thing called like rape... Like, it was like nurse rape and like nun rape. The movie, the
good
game, and I was
that's
like
awfully specific.
I was like, "Give me that." Oh, you're right. There is.
I need to have this.
How much do these many cost? Like, the Japanese
you're just holding. You're just holding up discs and going,
how many inch are these?
You've got a wad of cash and a wad of DVDs. Yeah. They're like, all, awesome. All. They're like, yeah, take them. Good job. I knew a guy that was a jizz mopper in Beaumont at a porno shop. Like, and that was the same year that Clerks came out. And so all the 14-year-olds in America were like, jizz mopper this and jizz mopper that, blah, blah, blah. I learned a new word that's filthy. And I knew a guy. I was in a band with him. His name was Tom. And he mopped up at the Look adult bookstore.
Wow.
But in Beaumont, Texas.
Look twice.
In a tiny refinery town. So you got to figure if
he knew every single person that came in.
If there's really nice facilities in some city, like a really fancy, swanky, velvet seated jizz booth, jack off booth, or whatever, the ones in Beaumont are full of like petroleum, which is gross.
Can we sell it? Put it in my car?
Yeah,
what?
I don't know.
Is there a special kind of cleanser for that?
Fire?
Clorox.
No, I'm pretty sure it's mop water. I'm pretty sure they fill a bucket full of water.
Oh, you do Clorox because it smells like that anyway, so.
That's good insight.
Wait, what?
The book that you'll write someday is something I'll never read.
But it'll be so informative.
It'll be so terrifying. Oh my god. Whatever, let's get started.
That also reminds me, just really quick on the way here. They had a, because the Dallas is the king of like gentlemen clubs. Apparently they opened another one called the Jaguar Room.
They're like,
you can have your bachelor parties, like a get together with the boys.
Are all the
your divorce
36?
Parties?
Oh, is it divorce party? Nice.
Yeah, they actually said divorce.
It's not
parties.
The cougar room.
No, and I was like, but what? Divorce parties? Like,
I'm a free man. Give me a lap dance. Fuck yeah!
I'm so sad.
Wait,
it's the worst day of my life.
Did we both have our first lap dance at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I've never had a lap
such
dance.
A wonderful
good
story.
Bonding experience.
And the end of that story.
Oh, okay. Though
it was good for me.
Though I have pictures of that lap dance.
What?
Because you sent them to me on your Razor.
Oh, I may have been drunk. Do you still have those?
Yeah, I could find them.
Wow, you should do that. That's your new mission.
I'll look them up before this. When this is over, I'll look it up.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, and they're really blurry. It's like Josh and a tit. And I'm like, wow, that's a juxtaposition I'll never see again.
Yeah, but I was...
Because I always watch my friends have sex with their chosen.
Was I out back then?
No,
I wasn't out.
No, because when I saw it,
so
I was
that was
like,
only funny to me.
Right.
No, it was hilarious to him because he was having a great old time. And I was like clawing into like the seat because it was highly uncomfortable.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yep.
Seriously, it was fucking hysterical.
Disgusting skanks grinding on your package.
Okay. To be fair, that one stripper, hooker, bitch, whatever, that sat on my leg.
To be fair, that beautiful hooker, bitch, whore. I loved her.
Yeah. No. She came and sat down in like the little private room that we were all in, and she sat on my leg. No. God, no. Bitch left fucking ass sweat all over me.
Oh.
That's bonus.
All over me.
That's bonus material.
It fucking stunk.
That's...
Man sweat?
Hey, wait, why?
I'm totally fine with...
Oh, really?
Sweat?
Man ass sweat? You'd be like, sweat off a man's ass. Hey, guess what?
It's
got a man's ass, and it don't smell that
it's
great.
It's different.
Okay,
and
sure.
And you can't smell your own ass sweat.
No, you can't.
Then you have a problem.
Get a front yard and go work in it for about 6 hours, and then you can... You don't even have to get undressed. You can smell your own ass.
Can I have Eli do that for me?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not...
I can smell Eli's. Yeah. What? What are you playing? Oh. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
All right, internet time.
What are we doing there?
Boys are
internet
jokes.
Time, fuckers.
Oh, shut up. You made abortion jokes.
That's
don't
right.
Don't frown.
Didn't
like
she make
you're
a dirty
fucking
abortion
innocent
joke?
About that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. Okay.
Eli knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, internet number one. Afro Ninja the movie. Apparently, the actual Afro Ninja. Go to AfroNinjaTheMovie.com.
Turn it down.
Yeah, your lack of turning down your audio is...
Your music is noisy.
Anyway, AfroNinjaTheMovie.com. If you guys want to see that, just go look at it. But they are making a movie with Afro Ninja.
Is that different? Is that different from... Oh.
He leaps out of bed like the opposite of how he falls over. It's so fucking great.
Oh, AfroNinjaTheMovie.com. I know they were making a game, and it looks pretty sweet.
well, the movie looks like the best thing I've ever seen ever. It could give Ninja Turtles 1 a run for its money. So anyway, I just want everyone to check that out and then support it with your dollars.
Did you say that was AfroNinja.com?
AfroNinjaTheMovie.com.
Oh, because AfroNinja.com is something else.
Mm-hmm. Somebody send me that link because I'm just too lazy right now.
Nobody do it.
Not going to do it. I haven't read this whole article yet, but has anybody heard about how Ed Norton is in like legal battles with Marvel?
For what?
I don't know. Why? I guess I have to read this article now. let's
odd
see.
Reading.
Turned down the project when he was first approached, but Marvel insisted he meet with the director. Blah, blah, blah. He wanted to do a rewrite himself. He did a rewrite himself. Oh, wow. Is he a dick or something?
No, he's just talented.
He's just good. And their script probably sucked.
So, before you go any further, basically, we're going to see a different Hulk next movie, I guess.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure he won't make it around. They'll bring Ang Lee back and who's your favorite actor from the Philippines?
Oh,
Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider is the Incredible Hulk. He's got a problem. He keeps turning into a Hulk. Rob Schneider's the Hulk.
Derp-de-der.
Are you done?
No.
God.
I don't know. I guess he's got problems with how they eventually put the film together since he thinks he wrote it. So whatever.
What?
I don't know. I'm not reading this whole article live on the air, but whatever, Ed Norton.
You should have at least read it once before we went to air.
Oh, it's just on my links. I don't know.
I'm going to link it. I'm not going to read it, though.
No, I didn't.
Do you ever?
No, I can't read. Let's see. We're just scrolling through here. No, that's not interesting. These aren't good. Stan Winston died. He used to make Monsters and Robots.
That was actually pretty bummer.
Here's one. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. I'm sorry.
You have something about Stan
He worked on Iron Man. I just got a message on Ustream.
Yeah.
Says that they have no vid, just audio. And to get more views, we need a co-host or something.
What? Tell that person to shut up.
I'm trying to be nice. I don't really know what that
means. They can see the video. Can you guys see the video?
Came from iHealth.
Yes.
Yeah,
dude,
fine.
Whatever. People are trying to throw us off.
And maybe.
They get signal. So this is for Eli. I think this is going to hurt him the worst. They're bringing Top Gear to America on NBC.
That will fail.
What?
Oh,
that will fucking
man.
Let me tell you who the host is.
Oh, I'm
no,
so
don't.
Scared.
Wait, let me
Adam
guess.
Adam fucking Carolla.
Oh, God.
Why?
I don't even know who the other people are. Adam Carolla, Tanner Faust, and Eric Stromer.
At least it's not secret.
Eli's out.
It could be worse.
And this is like one of your favorite shows, right?
Top Gear is like...
It's like Ultimate Iron Chef and Top Gear, and that's it for you.
It is. It's like jerking off and having a beer fed to me at the same time.
Yeah, they call that a Cincinnati twosome.
Right.
It's a Cincinnati two-step.
Two-step, sorry. Josh. Josh is the authority on all things disgusting and perverted. They call that a Michigan twist. They call that a...
Don't talk about that.
They call that a Minnesota how do you do.
With a flaming burrito.
Yeah. Well, no. He'll have
that's
a flaming burrito in... You've already lost. I've got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I called 9:26 for Josh's flaming burrito.
Oh, it's cooking in the oven right
Come
now.
On.
Anyway,
so chug. Top Gear coming to NBC.
Damn it.
Press release says NBC's Top Gear buckles up its host for high octane pilot. Blah blah blah. I can only imagine it's gonna be terrible.
There's another one, the dating game or something. It's supposed. I just heard about this today, but I haven't had a chance to look it up.
Oh, I don't look up anything before we start talking.
Sure. It's supposed to have Sarah Silverman. Oh, God. It's the one, it's the three, I guess it's the dating game, the game from the
70s. With the Bachelorettes and such?
Yeah, and there's like three celebrity hosts. Back then it was like Frank Sinatra and like all these people.
I don't remember this at all. I got chunks of guy like you in my stool.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is, but I know that it's supposed to have her and Norm MacDonald.
What?
And like they get like the most
celebrities.
They had, like, the three most sarcastic assholes to play the parts of, like, hey, you suck. Like, you know.
To do what? I don't understand what show you're talking about.
I don't know.
Now.
I need to look it up.
You made this up. Speaking of Sarah Silverman, so I've mentioned before that I'm rewatching Voyager from the beginning, and she was just on an episode of it.
Just randomly?
They they get thrown back in time, back into the 90s. They're like, we're going back to the mid-90s, Captain. And I was like, oh, mid-90s. I can't wait to see how campy they do this. And I'm like, sure enough, everybody's wearing hot pink and hot green and rollerblading and has giant eraser afro hair. And like, then I realized that the episode was from 95. They just went out and filmed in L.A. Like, they didn't have to try to make it terrible. It's just how things were. But Sarah Silverman was on it, and she was terrible.
She was absolutely it was the awful. match game, not the dating game, sorry.
Oh, Match Game. It's got nothing to do with Frank Sinatra at all.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, not even close. That's the one where they're like, things that you would see if you were to look in my ass. And like, I don't know, maybe it's doo-doo or...
Yeah.
Duty.
Or something of that nature. But yeah, like,
if you get the same answer as the celebrity. I'm going to put a link to this. You know that movie that no one else saw called Teeth, about the vagina with teeth in it?
Oh. I've actually been told by a friend of mine that I have to watch it immediately, and it was like 2 weeks ago. And well, I haven't.
The sentence I just said should mean that you have to watch it. I mean, movie, vagina, teeth. But
Yeah, and that's fine.
Movie
was not important anyway, in that collection of words.
There's a new poster for it, and it's an x-ray of a woman's pelvis. And you can sort of see the vagina and teeth.
I don't think that's how it works.
Teeth, bones.
You know,
if yours doesn't have teeth, then you're not doing it right.
Have you had yourself checked out?
Did you know that you can spread vagina teeth when you aren't even having an outbreak? That's why you have to take daily medication.
Wow.
Great.
It's all about suppression.
Yeah. Then you can kayak.
Speaking of vagina.
What? Wait a second. Wait, what does that mean?
We've got to do commercials of like...
That's a good idea.
I don't let vagina teeth ruin my outdoor adventures. I use once daily Valtrex. I can go mountain climbing despite... There's like a guy and a girl, and the guy goes, I've got vagina teeth, and I don't, and we want to keep it that way. Oh my God.
Does it give him an innie first? How does that work?
What? Hello, what?
I would be down for that commercial.
Vaginateeth.com. Commercial.
Just because it's like... Side effects may result in...
Side effects may include dicks getting bit off by vaginas.
And violent, like, mouth diarrhea.
What?
Consult your doctor before use.
Only for use during pregnancy.
Yeah, ask your doctor if vagina teeth Valtrex is right for you.
Thanks, Josh.
There is...
You're welcome, Denise.
...something here I wanted to tell you people about... I don't care.
Okay,
about
the trash
can
is just a mountain.
Yeah, that's from the party. Eli, I guess this is going to hurt you the worst too.
God damn!
There was a prostitute review website that got shut down.
Prostitute review.
It's like ratyourhooker.com.
It's better to know before you go.
That's true.
It's called the Erotic Review.
It's an investment. You have to know what you're. I don't know.
It was the eroticreview.com.
No, roll with it there, Denise. Just you're learning.
And it was really popular. You would rate your hookers on a scale of 1 to 10, as well as leave comments, which is just great.
Bitch gave me the clap.
Yeah.
7.
Right. 8.5. Oh, my God. And,
Oh, God, it's like Horfax Vehicle History Report.
Horfax? Was that on the...
Somebody said it.
Comments. Horfax. Never buy a used hooker without getting your Horfax Vehicle History Report.
Aren't they all used?
Like, no, they're not.
Okay, I don't want to talk about
Asia.
This anymore.
They're very interested in unused ones.
What?
They're only unused once, but that's a high market.
I don't understand a word you just said.
People like
shut up
having sex with virgins.
Oh, wait, are we still talking about... Oh, okay, I thought we were talking about cars.
Denise's people.
Oh.
Women.
Speaking on the topic of...
HR representatives. Right. What are you talking about? You're such a racist.
Go. Speaking on the topic of vaginas from earlier.
Please continue that.
When I watched Children of Men in high definition, that ruined me forever.
Oh, because the baby birth?
Yeah.
CG baby?
Well, yeah. CG baby, but what? In high definition, you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's
how
pretty.
Freaky was that CG
that's
baby?
That
was
works.
Like an alien clone baby.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, it was a little bit too real.
Yeah. What it was movie? Like, I don't... Did
Children of Men.
Oh.
Did you watch your daughter being born?
Yeah, I've seen a real one.
Okay.
And she wasn't...
Can you compare it?
Made of CG.
Oh, are you sure?
Are you sure?
She was a real
baby.
There was like somebody with a blue screen.
It could have been Weta.
As a matter of fact, we had a C-section, and I was behind the curtain. Anything could have happened. I don't know.
Was it mocapped?
Yes. They had little dots all over. They were filming it from six angles. What's weird is they handed me the baby. The whole room spun 360 degrees.
Right.
And then they put her in my arms. It was very strange.
Oh, they tossed the baby towards you and in midair.
Do you want to know? You mean to ruin your life and tell you why we why I stayed behind the curtain for the C-section?
Why?
Okay.
Because first off, it wasn't our choice to do a C-section. It just happened that way. But someone told me before the pregnancy.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Before the birth.
Then take the headphones off.
Hey, are you going to have a C-section? Wait, and I was like, well, we don't plan on it, but it's always a possibility. He goes, don't watch. I was like, well, I mean, I kind of want to. I mean, no, don't watch. I was like, why? My wife's had three. I watched the first one. I was like, man, what's... I go,
oh, my God.
So what? I mean, I'm sure it's as graphic as a natural birth. I've seen maybe like six of those on educational films. I mean,
right.
Plus I do that for a hobby.
And I like, and it's my porno.
I film births in HD and I sell on the internet. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm like, what's the problem? He goes, well... The womb is not the first thing they get to.
Yeah, they take everything out.
When they
right?
open it, they sort of empty her like a cooler full of sausage.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh, I think that's the first time you've actually grossed out Josh.
Good. I win.
That might be true.
I win the internet.
Ta-da. Oh, wow.
They take out all the bits they don't
need.
It
is possible.
They put all the outside bits, inside bits on the outside.
Right.
Then get the baby. Then stuff everything back in like boudin.
So,
So I was like, oh, wow.
Did you film it?
Like, I absolutely will not be watching that.
Because, I mean, we can totally use that for source at work when we need to blow the shit up out of some more Germans.
Right.
But
this is what he said. He goes,
he's right.
He goes, once you've seen that, you can never unsee that. You'll always know what her guts look like. I was like, oh, God damn, that's a good point.
You don't really want to know what she looks like.
Real good point.
On the inside.
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, so.
That's terrible.
That'll never happen.
You again. Actually just...
I dodged a bullet like a motherfucker.
Look at that.
Well, no, but you for the very first time ever, you genuinely disturbed me.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
That's
well, that's just not something that's going to enter into your
I had never really thought through
realm.
The procedure before.
Sure, why not?
Are you okay?
Look,
you,
no.
Do you need a moment?
Go rate some prostitutes. You'll feel better.
He needs a moment.
You mean like in video game world?
Hey, this guy?
No.
I'll go watch some TV
not
in
this
GTA
guy.
4.
You know how everyone's freaking out because everyone wants to make particle accelerators that explode things up like the
Hadron
Collider and whatnot? All right, so there's this thing called the CERN particle accelerator. The technology they're working on with that could possibly make the internet 10,000 times faster.
Sounds good.
So,
I need more porn.
How fast could you rape prostitutes with a 10,000 times
faster?
How fast
could you rate a rape?
Well, goddamn, either, I suppose.
Is it still rape if you throw like a 5 at them when you're done?
The money's on the dresser.
What country's 5?
Chocolate?
Pesos.
That's actually...
Like big floppy Xerox Swedish money. Hey, did you get evicted or not?
You weren't supposed to even say that until I brought it up.
Oh, that was going to be your story?
That was one of my stories.
Tell your story.
God damn it.
Because it's marked in my bookmarks here.
Did you get the picture?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, so Thursday night... Was it Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. I get home from work at like 11:30, and I'm fucking tired. I want to go to bed. I open up my door, and then I close it behind me and flip the locks, and there's a note taped to my door from the inside. And I look at it, and it's a fucking eviction notice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They kick you out?
And it's like, get
and
the
it
fuck
says
out.
That I have until Saturday to have the apartment vacated.
God.
2 days.
What did
Two
you
days.
Do?
So I'm freaking the fuck out. I read through it. It's like, oh, you haven't paid your rent. You owe us like $900 some odd. So I'm panic. I dig through a year's worth of bank records.
The fact that you have a year's worth of bank records blows my
mind. No. The internet
has.
Oh,
right. Okay. Never
mind. Like, you think I keep paper? What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
You have like four possessions. So
yeah.
They're all.
It's like a TV,
TVs
an Xbox, and a computer. So I dig at proof, I like every single check cashed, all that bullshit, and it's like midnight now, and I'm like fucking strung out, and I can't sleep. I get up in the morning, and I go over there.
I want to bring up that Josh is like a shitty monk. He has like six things, but they're all worth over like $5,000.
Yeah. It's I believe in very few possessions.
It's a certain kind of piety.
They're just
vow
really,
of poverty.
Really nice possessions.
It's a vow of horrible, wrong poverty.
It's a vow of non-poverty?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's backwards. Un-poverty.
That's
like being
shitty.
Undead.
Right.
Right.
No, it's actually nothing like that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I go into the office the next morning, and I have all my bank statements printed out, and then I have my, like, get the fuck out notice. And I talked to the guy in the office.
Threw them all at his face and said, fix this,
it was like,
fucker!
I was like, so this was on my door when I got home last night. And he gives me this look like, I fucking hate all these deadbeat, like, back rental people. Like, he gives me the look like I'm one of those people. And I'm like, oh, god damn it. And I was like, I have all these bank statements that say that you cashed all my checks. So what's up with that?
We just don't like you. You stink.
Right.
Get out.
So he's like, well, according to the paper, you owe us rent. And I'm like, well, can you pull up my account in the computer or something? So he pulls up my account. And on the front page of my account, it's like, you owe, you're back due, $938.
Get this guy the fuck out.
And so he points at the fucking computer and he's like, see, it says right there, you owe us money. And I'm like,
you're like, let me pull up some porn and show you that, and let's see if that makes any difference. I mean, the internet's not always right, yeah. Douche.
So I'm like, that's still kind of weird. Can I get a breakdown for that? What is that?
Now
so
it's time for a breakdown.
He opens up like the advanced view and like the backlog of all my transactions. And he points at one line, and it's like, June 08, rent, $938 back due. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, see, you owe us money. And then
it's somebody's job to randomly insert transactions like, and $10,
and then I was like, can you look two lines down the screen from where you're looking right now? Okay, it's like 16 pixels where it says June 08.
He just blew his
rent
mind.
Paid already from like my actual rent check.
Nice. And
like instantly, it was like a fucking light switch. She's like, oh my god, I am so sorry. I have no idea how this happened. And then he's like fucking kissing my ass.
My instinct is to treat you like an asshole. Well, it's just what they teach us.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Frack Truck says you have taken a vow of opulence.
Of,
which
yes.
I like.
I can get behind that.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, so coming up on my favorite show, everyone's favorite show, Smallville.
Oh, fuck off.
The final season, the story arc is going to revolve around Doomsday. So you're thinking, hey, Doomsday.
He's going to die.
He's like a big giant guy that kills Superman. That's awesome. Doomsday is a bartender and a regular dude.
Is it Wolverine?
All they're doing is maybe at some point they'll say the word Doomsday, but it's not even the same character. It's just some fucking shitbag bartender that ends up, I don't know, strong and tries to kill Clark, but why do they hate me?
That's retarded.
I don't even want to talk about
that. Why do you watch that show anyway? You don't really watch that show, do you?
Yes.
Are you actually still watch that show?
Are you 16? Well, I don't now because it's off.
Confused.
After the fucking mile-high list of every show I give you that you have to watch, and you're all like, no, I don't have time,
really
I already
weird.
Watched too much, and you're fucking watching that bullshit.
I end up...
You are still watching that crap.
It's on the TiVo, and there's like seven of them built up.
Why are we even talking about it?
There's like seven or eight of them built up on the TiVo, and then there'll be like a Saturday when I'm like by myself or something, and I'll just watch all of them. I don't know. I hate myself.
You know what? Delete all of it.
Do
beat
you look
off
at a heroin addict
and
be like,
go.
Stop it. Stop. Just stop shooting heroin in your balls. Stop. There, I've done it. You're cured. Whatever. He's an addict. This is a real story. This is not an Onion article. It's hilarious that it's real. The actual headline is Man Gets Windows Vista to Work with Printer.
Wow.
Where?
It
what?
Appeared on the Seattle... Let's see. Oh, where is it? SeattlePI.nwsource.com. It's all over the place. I can't. There's a really long URL. But it's an actual story about like a journalist who finally got his printer to work under Vista, and it was such a harrowing experience, he wrote an article about it.
Wow.
That
so is cool.
Hey, you know what? Whenever I got my printer, I turned it on. It was Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I turned it on, and my Mac was like, there's a Wi-Fi printer on your network. You want to use it? Yes.
My Wi-Fi printer wasn't that good. I had to install drivers, but once I did, it worked flawlessly.
I had to install drivers for the 10.4, but Leopard was like, oh, hey, cool, you have a printer. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Can I use it? There you
I
go.
Used Vista briefly.
Thanks,
at
buddy.
My last job and before I was shit-canned. And the entire time I had it, which was maybe 4 months, my printer didn't work. I had to write a batch file that would kill all printers and then like reinstall the driver if I wanted to print something.
That so, sounds wow. useful.
Thanks, Bill.
I think we froze.
Oh,
we
hey, froze? What just
no
happened
internet?
To... Are you recording this? Are we getting this?
Internet's dead.
Mine froze.
All right, pausing the podcast.
He's like, so we're dead?
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking
so. She's like, can they still hear us if the internet is dead?
Shut up.
And Ian and I both just like, it didn't even say anything. It was just
shut
like,
up.
God.
Fuck you guys.
The ones that are here can.
Yeah.
That are here in this room.
Yeah. Did you actually pause the thing?
I just turned it back
you
on.
You should have just let it go. So they could have had story. Like, yeah, okay. Did we get all of it? Denise said something stupid in case we recorded
it. Internet's not back on.
It was pretty funny, though.
Whatever.
No. See, and this is why girls don't use electronics.
You shut
that's like
your face hole.
Can you plug in your Xbox to your TV by yourself?
Yep. Looks like we're back then.
So that's a no.
No, that was probably just cached.
I hate you guys.
Okay. Oh, this whole thing is no, like.
Is anybody on the internet besides me? Not me?
No. Wait,
not yet. Mine's still spinning.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize. Afro Ninja's live action?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the animated. Yeah, I'm back.
That's your thing about Afro Samurai.
Back. All right, we're back.
Oh, yeah.
We're back!
Hey!
Internet.
So, wait, are we back on the podcast?
That's up to you. You have to restart it.
Oh, okay, wait, no, the buttons, wait, should I stop recording or should we just keep going?
No, if it picks back up, you should be fine.
My thing's still twirling.
Are we doing, okay. Hey, guys, if you can hear us in the chat room, chat.
It says off air, connecting, 21 viewers, there we are. We're all good. We're back.
Wait,
yeah, my internet's shitty. I have no choices where I live. I have to have AT&T DSL. Ooh. Like some sort of ancient creature from cave dwelling times. I have to have DSL. I can't have cable modem here.
Right.
I don't have any options. People are saying, get this, get that. I'm not allowed to. I live in the middle of nowhere. So anyway.
Not moving up in this part of the
whatever, dude. Place. Back to stuff. What else? How long have we been going here? Only 36 minutes? Let's do mail sack.
What's his only shit?
Let's do mail sack. You've officially started it with your pew-pew.
Right.
Question to everybody from Neekman. Have you played around with the spore creature creator?
Nope. I have not.
This is going to be a great question. The answer is going to be no.
Yeah. I've seen a number of really amazing things done with it. Most of them involve penises.
Yeah, right. that penis editor is awesome.
Yeah. The spore penis creator.
I will say, the two best ones that I've seen, somebody made an Xbox 360 controller that was a living monster, which was very well done. Somebody made Bowser from Mario,
yeah.
And it was exactly Bowser.
Really?
Like, they did a really good job, and it animated, and it growled, and it yelled, and shit, and it was... I was impressed.
Awesome. Deep Crow. Yeah, I saw that. Actually, I saw... There's a comic I read called Nedroid Picture Diary, and somebody made all of his characters, which is like a bear that's shaped like a potato and a bird named Reginald.
Okay.
The bear's name is Bear-tato. It's awesome. Like the best comic ever.
That's such a give up.
Whatever. Shut up. You've never done anything as good as Bear-tato.
I don't give a damn.
And no one else played with it?
Nope.
No.
Somebody made the fruit fucker. Did you see that?
Sweet. No, I did not.
It's but with all organic parts.
That's, so that's awesome. The fruit fucker is actually my Xbox Live namesake. It's my icon.
It's got a it's got like a giant betoothed mouth in its like stomach and where the juicer should
little
be.
Spout thing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's awful. Yeah, I identify with the fruit fucker.
Next question.
It's a really bad piece of innuendo. It was a joke at work for years that nobody got.
Until it got so mainstream, now everybody gets it.
You were actually wearing that shirt that first day that I met you, and I recognized it. I didn't know anything about you at first, and
was
I was
enough.
About to say like, "Hey, fruit fucker," and
except you didn't realize if that would be like an insult or, "Oh, hey, fruit fucker,"
like, "Oh, wait, can I?"
This is my brother's shirt. I don't even know what this means. Right. Why are you so horrible?
Anyway. You were surprised at that, Mr. Simpson?
What? Oh. That's how Josh talks now. That's my Josh voice. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing. Josh's fruit fucker shirt is literally tissue paper thin.
It's falling apart. It was one of the original. You can't get him anymore.
Oh.
It was from the first round of Penny
Arcade.
The
original
shirts.
Six.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's
five,
a massive
whatever.
Hole under both arms.
When Penny Arcade had seven readers and Josh was four of them.
Oh,
I was there for the very first one.
That reminds me of the...
I'm totally serious.
That reminds me of
the
story.
First Penny Arcade?
Yep.
The first time they uploaded a comic to
yes.
you
got, what was it?
No.
Pog Spot or whatever?
It was Jason Bergman's. It was Looney Boy's blog. I forget the name of the thing.
The guy that stole their...
Because I read his blog.
The guy where they were like, that seems like a pretty good contract. We sign over the rights to all of our IP, all publishing rights.
It was before that.
And,
it was before they were with that guy.
Oh, okay.
I was there from the start.
Stop talking, Eli.
That reminds me of the funny story of when we went to the antique shop for whatever reason.
Oh, you're gay. No. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, I'm undecided.
This was such
you're
an
trying
epic.
To pick teams.
This right. was an epic fail on yeah. my part.
But, yeah, it was so great because we went to this, like, you know, hey, kiddos, what you looking for?
Sure.
You know, it's like, I don't know.
Was this over in Greenville?
Bottle caps? No, it was
it was up in Plano.
Was it Ridge? Something
I
ridge?
Don't know.
Ridgefuckers.
I got stuck right, with so you what's and Jen. Story? It was so anyway, not my idea.
I was buying like some random bullshit.
An omelette.
That'd be funny. Yeah. And it's like, I'll take that one, please.
Sure.
Does it come with a matching nightstand? But no, so we're standing there and Josh was buying something and I was buying something like, you know, for a buck or whatever.
I need a coat rack.
And he was wearing his shirt that said Jesus is effing metal.
Oh,
and he's
good!
Like,
he's I
like,
totally one's famous. I totally yeah. forgot that I was wearing.
So he forgot he was wearing that, but I was seeing that. And then like the lady, the old 90-year-old woman behind the counter goes, "What does that mean?" And like looks at
it's
Josh.
It's my love
and
for
Josh,
Jesus.
Josh kind of looks down. And he's like, "Oh,
it's how I love Jesus."
It's like an inside joke with some friends, and I immediately just stand and go, whoa, you know the guys from Penny Arcade? That's awesome. How do you know them? And I just like stand there, and I'm like,
explain it.
Answer my question.
Explain it.
And I'm like, I do.
And the old lady just pees.
Yeah. She just pees.
No, she
like,
gave me
sausage
that.
Sausage falls out, and then there's like a little cloud.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Why is there?
Oh,
what?
Never mind.
And there's just a little cloud image of Josh, and
what?
It's just like gone.
No, changing gears.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Josh wore that shirt to my wife's college graduation party, which consisted of Josh, me, my wife, and my wife's entire family.
Yeah.
So he shows
awesome.
Up at the door. I'm
yeah.
like, I'll get
job.
It. I open the door.
And I'm there.
And then I close it all but for like a centimeter, and I go, you need to change shirts. And he's like, why? Like, I didn't even realize.
That was so awesome.
So he turns it inside out and puts a jacket on.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so classy.
Inside out blasphemy is better than right side out blasphemy.
Right.
That was very junior high. Like, you're going to have to turn over that Def Leppard shirt.
Yeah. I'm not going to have that devil music in my house.
Not going to have any of that nonsense.
Yeah.
One time we went to the antique district when my mom first moved up here. I was like, oh, I'll show you some of the crap that you would enjoy in this shitty place. So we go down to Greenville, and there's like 100 antique shops. And one of them was all armoires. Nothing but armoires. All like recovered from the same like burning down building or something. They were all nearly identical and full.
Of?
Full people's belongings.
What?
Oh, my God.
Old people's clothes, 90s, slippers, books, journals, and if you bought the armoire, they were all like a grand. And if you bought it, you got everything that came
That's
in
creepy
it.
And weird.
It was super creepy.
Were you allowed to pick through the stuff first to like know what you were getting, or was
there,
it supposed
one
to be
of them
like
had like
a surprise.
Fur coat, and all of it smelled like, it like your oldest aunt's
like
house.
So basically, it was like Uncle Knickknack's summer wardrobe.
Yeah, it was
Uncle Knickknack's winter
awful.
Wardrobe.
Yes.
Uncle Knickknack.
All smells like old person old urine.
Yeah, I opened one, and there was like bones with arms crossed. There was an old guy in one going, shh, don't tell them.
I've been trying to get out of here for months.
I've been trying to escape.
I've been living off of hard candies that I find in the armoire.
Oh,
it's
where there's originals and
where there's originals. Yeah, it's just that.
He makes them last a week.
Where there's originals and peppermints.
Would you like some? Take some. I don't want to take that.
I only have the green ones left.
Right,
because I hate those. I ate the red ones first.
Everyone's oldest aunt has a crystal dish full of green peppermints.
What? How did those ever get made? They're fucking gross.
Generic hard candies.
Oh, like little Valentine hearts or some shit?
That would have had those. My aunt, whose armoire would have been there, had ginger snaps.
Oh, I love ginger snaps.
Which they're
snaps.
Good, but that was just her trademark, like, old person thing. When I'm that old, it's going to be like a crystal dish full of cocaine.
And you're just going to, like, you're going to dip your pinky
in. Here, kids.
One pinky at a time now.
No, not.
Don't
save
do
it.
Too much.
Save some for later.
Don't tell your mother.
This is our secret.
Grandpa loves you.
Later, we'll go to the drive-in.
and watch some X-rated bestiality.
Later we'll watch something on the LCD.
The what?
What's that, Grandpa?
Oh, you kids. You pig fuckers.
Wow, Grandpa, the color on this is terrible.
We're going to be a generation
so blurry.
Of really like assholish cursing old people. Like we'll be like 90 and be like, Grandpa, what was it like? Oh, shut the fuck up, you little penis shit.
Like what?
Penis shit?
And like kids won't curse at all in like 80 years.
Right. We'll That'll be their rebellion. Their rebellion will be proper speech.
Really
be,
good manners.
Yeah.
Wow. I
fucking hate these kids.
Fucking pieces of shit assholes.
These fuckers.
They will, Denise will be the best old person.
They will put me in a home right away.
Cocksuckers.
Dude, they're going to put you in the ground right away.
Aww. Oh, Grandma Denise.
Shut up, cocksuckers. Why don't you go suck a cock? You're lucky. Only eight. Suck it.
You're lucky your mother didn't abort you.
I wish she would have.
Oh, my God.
That was me speaking as Denise.
I could have aborted your mother and saved us all the trouble. Cocksuckers. At you. Look. Little one, cocksucker. Middle one, cocksucker. Biggest one, double cocksucker. I hate you all. Would you like some butterscotch?
Actually, we'll have like a old Domino's pizza in a crystal dish.
Do you want some pizza from the aught eights? The aughts and seven.
I'm going to slap you in public.
So, all right, let's move on. That was question one.
Oh, Jesus. Then it was it was a question that we answered no to and then didn't talk about at all.
Those are the best.
What were we talking about?
Spore.
Oh, Spore. Oh, yeah,
so man. To answer your question, no. If you remember what the question was, the answer is no.
Yeah, okay, so next question.
Question two is from Sean. There you go. So, while watching the creation of the Host's Lament comic, which is the one that I streamed, and giggling like a five-year-old that he's drawing Denise's boobies, a few related questions came to me. I want to comment on that first, because, number one,
when I was a kid
and learning how to draw, and I was drawing X-Men, I really liked to draw Psylocke, because she had, like, gigantic evil titties, like, they would, like, they're bigger than her head.
Making hand gestures.
Whatever. I forget people can see me doing this now.
Yeah, that's great.
So one time my mom comes in and goes, what are you doing? I was like, drawing.
Learning about
and she goes, women. Are you drawing girls? And I said, well, yeah, some of the X-Men are girls. She goes, you better not draw them with breasts. I was like, what? And I was like, I'm not. Like, what? Like, I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, they have them. I don't
know.
I don't even know how to respond.
You're
to that.
Only allowed to draw preteen girls.
Don't give them middle parts. Like, what? So anyway,
no front bottoms.
Did you ever read?
Yeah, no front butts.
Did you ever read Carrie?
No. The Stephen King book?
Yeah.
That was I read that in fourth grade. That was the very first Stephen King book I ever read.
That's messed up in fourth grade.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I was reading big boy books by then.
Wow.
Mommy, okay. Wow.
And having big boy thoughts.
I'm big, maybe. No.
But sitting on a little tiny toilet.
little trainer toilet. Like, reading Carrie.
He's like, damn, this look is good. I need to poop.
Plug it up. That was the opening of the book, and then I was like, dude, this book is dirty. Woo, next page. Like, yeah.
That's anyway.
With Taco Bell in one hand.
Go ahead.
The mom of Carrie, she plug calls boobs dirty pillows.
Dirty pillows, yeah. I knew that from the movie.
I think in the movie, too.
That's your nickname when you're not around. We call you Dirty Pillows.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
So, because of where you're from.
Denise?
No, it has nothing to do with
like,
breasts.
Who are we
because
talking about?
You're from a hut. And you would have.
In that case, I wouldn't have pillows.
Did you sleep on your shoe?
That's why it's ironic.
Like.
Okay, I'm done.
Your sense
whatever.
Of humor, I swear.
We love you, Denise.
So
moving
one-dimensional.
On. Whatever.
Speaking of Stephen King in fourth grade, when I was in fourth grade, a guy moved in from Colorado, and in Colorado they had they were like 2 years more advanced than they were in Texas. So he taught me how to curse, and we were the first two kids that could say fuck.
Nice. Oh, see, I learned in third.
Wow,
from a girl.
Yeah, I learned about third grade. Also, we were playing tag, and like we're all hiding because you know it's like the kind of tag where you hide from people.
Sure.
And this one guy jumped. This guy, one guy jumps over a wall, like little like barrier wall. Jumps over a lens and goes, that motherfucker's over there. And I was
and then
like,
you shift him.
I was like, whoa. What word was that?
We can do that wait. Now? So anyway.
The guy turns the corner. Yeah, the guy turns the corner to tag us. And I'm like, wait, no. I don't care. What was that word? Mother what? Like,
write this down.
What does our mom have to do with
this?
We
have to learn this later.
Right. It's like a whole secret code.
Plus, he was speaking English, so Eli had no idea what he was saying. So he brings The Shining in fourth grade. And there is, he's like, read this page. And I'm like, what is the book? What books for reading? Like, why would I even do that? I just got no pictures.
Is it shiny?
And yeah, it seems shiny.
The Shining?
The
what
Shining?
Is this?
It's a Shining! So they this page was describing a dead body whose penis was in a bathtub floating like kelp, was how it was described.
Right.
Like, and his penis swayed back and forth like kelp. And I was like,
as they do.
And I was like, I was like, oh, I just matured too quickly.
Yeah.
Like, well, right. I think I'm in seventh grade now.
When I was in third grade, I was reading, I think it was supposed to be like for a high school reading level or something, but it was still like a kid's book, sort of. But it was very Goonies kind of a book.
Sure.
And they were making fun of a fat kid that was in the book, and they kept, and the line, Joey couldn't see his own dick without his glasses.
Wow.
Stuck in my head. And that was like the first time I ever saw a cuss word in a book. And I was like, oh,
I had a
cursing epiphany watching the movie Hot to Trot, which was about a horse that could talk in Jim Belushi.
Wait, and, the horse could talk in Jim Belushi?
Sure. God what bless you, John Candy.
Whatever you want to think of.
He played
the horse.
He did?
In Hot to Trot?
He was? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, was he in a suit?
So anyway, the horse calls someone...
Yes, he was in a fucking suit.
The horse calls someone a chicken shit. And uh-huh. I had never heard the juxtaposition of those words. Like,
right.
it blew my mind
right.
that you could say chicken, and then immediately afterwards you could say shit. And it made the funniest word. So I would literally think that word and then, like, explode snot all over my hands and laugh so hard. All right, back wow. to this actual question.
Wait, what was the question?
There's a question. I haven't read it yet. Do any of the crew give you feedback on the appearances of their respective characters, and do you listen to it?
You chopped off my fucking chin.
Right.
I don't really care
I've
anymore,
changed,
though.
I've changed the way they look about 9 times now. But originally,
I looked like a Down syndrome baby.
I was emailing them back and forth with, like, here's what I think I'm going to do for you. Actually, if you want to see what they all look like, it's actually on the vault.
Donate, motherfucker.
Vault.hijinksandsue.com has all the original drawings of all the characters.
It was a good callback. It was a good job.
This is my...
It was a good plug
my job, dude.
Yeah. Vault.
It's my job.
It is your job.
It is
actually. Yeah.
The more you know.
I will say that there was a comic moment that happened this past week when we went to lunch.
Oh yeah,
and I
realized it was, but it was awesome.
I realized how much I am turning into the comic. Like I have to.
Oh,
be
it's
that.
Going backwards.
Like yeah, you're, it's, I'm transforming more and more from the comic to it's translating over to me. But we're riding back up in the elevator, and we're on floors 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
He's on 11, and I'm on 12.
Mm-hmm.
We're riding back up, and I'm standing like literally right next to the. Button, you know, the buttons. And I always push 12 as by default because he used to be on 12. So I figured, well, you know, whatever. And as we're standing there, he's on the other end of the elevator. And he's like, oh, can you push 11? And I turn and I look right at the button. I was like, no. And then he's like, you asshole. And of course, well, I think we may have passed 11 and went right up to 12.
I actually.
Was it a great glass walk-evader?
No.
Did you burst through the ceiling?
I did actually just take the stairs down.
It's all yours, Charlie!
Back to 11.
Yeah, and I was just like, because I was like, sorry, dude. I was like, that's what I would have done in the comic. Wow.
That is actually what he said.
And then I just kind of like walked off.
Peace.
That's it.
Yeah.
Peace out. And then I just like,
yeah,
like on
suck
him.
It. Anyway, I tried really hard at the beginning to make it look like everybody. And then I started changing it to A, what was easier to draw, and looked better as a cartoon.
Right.
And no, I never asked anyone's opinion after that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's because you're actually...
See it.
You're not really that good looking in real life,
no.
So you kind of have to...
I
look awesome in
that
comic form. I kind of like my...
Alter ego.
My good shape looking there.
Right. Oh, no, everyone's quite a bit thinner in the comic, actually.
Yeah.
Myself included, by far. I feel like Josh loses his character without a certain rotundity.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I have to round him out just a bit.
That's I'm okay with that.
When I'm drawing your, if your waist up, let's say your line starts over here on the for your stomach starts on the right, it's going to end on the left. That's all I'm saying. It's going to be an arc. It's not going to be a straight line. It's going to be definite arcage.
You know, I did enjoy that both bags of Taco Bell that I had for
right,
dinner here.
Right. Literally feed sacks of
yeah.
Taco Bell.
And... I still haven't gone to drop some bombs yet.
I know.
Yet.
We all lost.
Oh.
It's 10 o'clock Central now. If anybody watching wants to put in their votes for when Josh is going to drop a deuce.
Yeah. I'm letting that simmer in the Dutch oven there.
He also asks, Sean says, how difficult is it to draw?
Do you know what a Dutch oven is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little cast iron kettle thing. But
hey, yeah.
Elton Brown taught me.
Yeah. My dad taught me because we had one. We actually would take it camping.
I was just checking because you didn't know something else that we were talking about food one time.
There's actually a show on like food TV or something called like the Dutch oven. And on the
flying Dutch oven.
On the soup, they play clips of it that are like, because you know what, the alternate meaning of a Dutch oven is to fart under the sheets and then pull the sheets over your partner's head.
That's terrible. Yeah.
But
that's pretty awesome.
The guy constantly says things that makes it funny in that context. He's just this old fucker outside in the woods with a fire and a Dutch
oven.
I've
seen part of that.
Oh, it's so
bad.
Yeah,
I've seen some of that.
He asks, how difficult is it to cartoon yourself? As a matter of fact, this is one of those weird things about knowing how to draw things for pretty much my whole life, is that I could probably sketch myself like 100% realistic without even trying. You have like a really, at least me, I have a really like self-aware, I don't know, I just know what things look like.
Well, it's because you love yourself more than anything else
in
the world.
It's hubris.
Yeah.
And vanity.
Yes.
I don't give a damn.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
One time, if you look back on the website, a long time ago, maybe even like 6 months ago, I drew everyone extremely realistic and posted it up there. For like what I thought we would actually look like if we were real cartoon people. I don't know.
Cartoon in real life.
Denise is the hardest because I've only drawn her 3 times. And I don't know. I'm not very good at drawing girls. They have curves.
Right.
Since that one incident way back
guys are super easy.
You just, I'm all curve, remember?
Right. No, you're just
fucking
a pear.
I am not a pear.
Oh.
No.
You are a, you're like a guy wearing a barrel.
That's more appropriate. Shut up.
Barrel.
But yeah, speaking of drawing boobies is harder than drawing hands, and drawing hands is the hardest thing. So.
That doesn't seem right.
I can only
all.
Draw one kind of boob, and
I
so
can
Denise
draw
gets
boobies.
Them. It, whatever.
I have on my old GeoCities site, I still have like charcoal drawings.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
I've seen
life drawing shit.
No, I can't do that. I'm terrible at
I
female anatomy.
I don't
want
to talk about my boobs anymore.
Oh, okay. Next question.
Move forward.
Next question from Melkor. Oh, there's a question later that'll relate
to this. Do you have the same trouble drawing my sack?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
No.
On the related,
I know it so intimately. It's
on
easy.
A related topic.
Hey, somebody's making fun of my baby hands on the chat thing. But fuck
that's
you.
Actually, that question comes up later.
Oh, shit. What?
You there's obviously no, didn't yeah. read.
There's
the
another question.
Of course
not. Gets further into this. I'll make Denise more.
Yeah, I was taking a drawing class or at art school with nudes, and we had to cancel class because the guy could not get the boner down. Not
for
kidding.
Real?
Yeah, for real.
Like, it's how does the intervention go there? Like,
it's a two-segment. Well,
Gary, you're going to have to leave.
Right.
It's a two-segment class. Like, in this particular class was
did
the
they
long.
Did
they
have, like, a ruler and just,
pop it.
No, what was band. It? What was it? They said on a 40-year-old virgin, you take, like a put, you put out a match at the tip of your penis.
Oh, my God.
What? I don't
he
remember
was,
that.
He called the place because he
called the hotline
for like Cialis or whatever the boner pill is.
Even though he never took one.
And he's like, I still have a boner. And he's like, what do I do? And he's like, well, when did you take the pill? And he's like, actually, I didn't take the pill. And he's like, well, you could have sex. And he's like, that's not going to happen.
An
and then that's when he's just coming up with a random thing. He's like, you could take a match and put it out on the tip of your penis.
Yeah.
Because he's like Indian.
It's like
order.
A call center in India.
Do you remember when SNL was funny and Will Ferrell did a sketch about a nude model that was disgusting?
No.
You don't remember that?
That's kind of what this story.
He had like a mullet and a really obviously a really bad Will Ferrell body. And he would get and he would talk about how he'd be willing to wait in the parking lot to give anyone hepatitis if they wanted to. Like, after the session.
Free of charge.
Somebody's going to be waiting in a Chrysler LeBaron to give you hepatitis.
That's pretty much what happened with our situation because it was a 2-part class and after the first class like
he beat off and he was like oh shit.
Well no they were just like enough. It was just awkward because you know the class is like 10 people and it's like so do we need to draw the boner like can we just sort of make up our own like what we would think it would be.
I drew a parrot instead.
Yeah.
Can we make
you
should
have the parrot perched on the boner.
Oh, he had a parrot coming out of his midsection.
Yeah, it's like, can you hold on to this? Yeah. It's like a falcon. You put like the little leather the leather thing on it. It's like,
good call. So then it's just like a little Hawaiian lei and just kind of tosses it over. Yeah.
So we took a break and then we came back and they were like, so
we smashed his dick with a brick. Smashed it flat.
Yeah.
So and his boner didn't go away. The brick broke in half.
We went to go take our 10-minute break and we all went down to smoke and we came back and it was like the dick was putting on the jacket. He's like, I gotta go.
God, this guy.
He's putting on a little bowler hat, you know. Yeah. With a little
good night, Gaffner. Mind if I bum a fag? Anyway.
Or fag a bum.
Whoa. Next question from Melkor.
Well done.
Did you guys all download Firefox 3 on Tuesday?
Nope.
No, I've had it for 3 months.
I did. Whatever. Well, I've been running the release candidate, but I downloaded the final.
I've been using the beta since the first one, and it's been the most stable beta ever.
Yeah, this one's got problems. It's crashed quite a few times.
What?
That's probably your shitty old
power PC. But it also crashed at work quite a few times also.
Mm. It's weird. I haven't had that problem.
It works constantly.
Are you sure it's not something that you're doing wrong?
It works constantly and perfectly.
I'm pretty sure you're the one that's broken here.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Don't talk about Firefox.
Shit crashes.
Hey, explain this to me. He says, what apps have you installed? Does Firefox have apps now? What does that mean? Does he mean extensions?
Maybe he means
no,
add-ons
there are
or
apps. If you go to like firefox.com, there's a little thing that says Firefox apps. I don't know what it
Facebook
is.
Apps or something?
I have no idea.
Okay,
no
first of all, Facebook is fired for even calling it Facebook apps. That's dumb.
Facebook is fired for being worthless.
Well,
but,
there's also that, but...
I have no use for a browser to do anything besides be a browser.
Now, I will say that maybe this counts as an app, or I always called it a
Denise
plugin.
Denise is on Facebook as I'm talking trash about it.
I don't see... I'm looking at the page right now. I don't see anything about apps. Add-ons.
Next question.
Whatever.
Next question.
Pick Lens. It's awesome.
Next question.
I talked about it before.
Stop it.
Fuck off.
Oh, Drew, next question. Pew-pew.
Caw-caw.
Boosh. Let's just do that in a row every time. We'll do it in a round. Pew-pew.
Caw-caw.
Boosh. Okay.
Denise needs on.
Boosh.
Can you say pickles into the mic for me, Denise?
Pickles.
Thank
pickles.
You.
I was supposed to get pickles. Did you guys read IO9's summary of the unfilmed Darabont script for Indy 4? Josh, since you answered this like a moron on here, then you just tell me your impressions of it.
Okay. It's still based on an original story treatment by George Lucas, and therefore it still includes...
Inherently terrible?
It still includes a handful of inherently terrible concepts, right. Like surviving a nuclear blast in a fridge.
Sure.
Like, that's fucking retarded.
Which does happen in the movie?
Spoilers, yeah. You should watch it. You'll be impressed.
I'll see it on DVD.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in paying money for it.
I will say, overall, the script was still a lot better. Characters acted like the way you remember characters would have acted. Marion was awesome. The kid was nowhere to be found.
Sure.
Most of the dumb random plot moments didn't happen. Nobody did anything on accident. They didn't find anything by accident. They were all trying to do something and they were all working towards a goal that made sense.
And what happened to the script? Didn't choose it. It was too good.
Spielberg loved it. And Lucas was like, I don't like this, and this gave it to somebody else to do.
This is less horrible than I would like. I
stabbed a man in the now, heart. It still fucking jumps the shark in like two major ways in two parts. Man. But those are all parts of George Lucas being retarded. Overall, it was a pretty big improvement, though.
Next question.
It's more depressing than anything else. You should read it.
I'm depressed now. Next question. I can't read it. This is from Dr. Girlfriend, who is a new commenter. First time, long time.
Sweet.
Are any of you following season 3 of The Venture Brothers?
Yes.
Well, I thought we all were till last week when Eli's like, they have a third season, and Denise is like, they have Venture Brothers, and I was like, what?
Wait, have you never seen?
I've seen a few. I haven't seen
first season. Yeah, she's
what?
Fired. Take some personal.
I have
days.
A job, man.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, I'm pretty sure the entire run of the show is on the network at work.
No, I know. I have season 1. I've seen pretty much all of season 1.
I like how Eli's excuse for shows he doesn't want to watch is I have a job.
Yep.
And then he's like, yeah, I watched Chuck Norris marathon for 16 hours on Saturday and Sunday. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
And
Chuck Norris are awesome.
Well, and like the next day, you're like, why don't you watch the best show on TV? I have a fucking job, man.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't have time to sit on my ass for 16 hours and watch Chuck Norris movies.
Look, on Sundays, when I come home from church and taking off my church robe.
Your Sunday best.
Church robe.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're
in my crown.
You held the mess.
You're in the papistry.
Yeah. You know, Chuck is on.
You're not going to get... Yeah, sure, whatever. Season 3 of Venture Brothers is fantastic because now they're
they're sort of taking a step back and trying to give unnecessary background information on everybody, and it's really good. So I recommend that anyone who doesn't read Jackson Public's live journal, I don't remember what the address is, but he actually blogs about how hard it is to make a cartoon.
JacksonPublic.livejournal.com.
There you go.
It's pretty simple.
There you go. The Billy Quizboy ep was the finale, says Little Jammer?
It was the penultimate episode. It was the second to last.
It became the third episode or the second episode?
It was supposed to be one before the finale of last season, but then the script for the finale got so big they made it in two episodes and got rid of that second to last
episode.
His
live journal is so bizarre because like there's just so many terrible things that happen while making a cartoon.
Yeah.
That
it's kind of depressing. It's like,
it's a little depressing.
Totally sucks.
Yeah, no,
thank you for making cool cartoons because I would hate to be
you. He seems to work for about 362 days out of the year for about 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
To make this amazing cartoon. So, hey, I'm glad you're doing
what
that.
As opposed to the Aqua Teen guys that clearly have
12 minutes
never done
episode.
A damn thing in their lives.
Yeah. Let's see. We sort of answered this part of the question. Would you consider something like monthly animations for the comic? Given unlimited time and money, absolutely. But
yeah, it sounds awesome.
Sure. Yes.
Call up Korea.
I would consider it, but
ring.
Certainly not
give me
happen.
Korea.
Operator, connect me with Korea. Connecting. Ring-a-ding.
Hey, Korea, I have an idea for a comic. And
this is Kim Jong-il.
That is
you
so
want
racist.
Make cartoon? You make cartoon? Give me money, American G.I. Joe.
Did you see the last episode of Venture Brothers?
Yeah?
Okay, never mind.
What's that have to do with
episode
anything?
Episode 3? I'm just throwing that one out there.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Did you see the third episode with Billy Quizboy?
Yes.
Okay. So then you saw the whole G.I. Joe bit. I was just.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The totally awesome, like, the best part of the whole series has ever done in their lives. Like,
you give me money.
Never.
I make you a cartoon.
Hey, I don't know. Asshole. You guys suck.
So, yeah, that's impossible, but good idea. Oh, no, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but that's like saying, you guys ever consider having a private jet? I mean, because that'd be cool.
I've thought about it. I thought about riding a rocket once.
I thought about building a robot.
Didn't have enough money for the
actually,
rocket.
The way that a couple of comics have made cartoons is through a animation company called Blind Ferret. PvP makes it, and Control-Alt-Delete makes a cartoon with them. Hmm. And they do Flash cartoons, so the animation is super non-moving. But it's, you know, I'll tell you the cartoons I want to make. I want to make the Maya cartoons on Adult Swim because I know they don't. I know they're not as good as Venture Brothers, but I also know they don't take an entire year to make 13 episodes.
It takes like 4 days to make an episode.
Yes, and that would be so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
We
should do that. Actually,
considering that all of the skills to do that are at this table,
yeah.
You know, whenever you guys want to start animating, I'll...
No.
Yeah. I would make that cartoon so fucking quick. We could do all the voiceover. It would be too hard, and I'd never get to do the comic again.
Right.
So,
it's all about when the man gets involved.
Yeah.
Then we're fucked.
Yeah. Dude, the thing I love about,
fucking
like,
sellout.
I like Metalocalypse, I like as much as better animated cartoons, but it's, like, obvious their arms are bending at the bend point in the elbow, and, like, you know, they're just recycling the same shit over and over. But it's still awesome. On the most recent one, or not the most recent one, two episodes ago, they made Nathan the governor of Florida.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And the whole episode for me was a little bit, it didn't like grab me like they normally do until the very end when they ask him to name the hurricane that's destroying Florida. And he goes, call it Scrambles. Call it Scrambles the Death Dealer. Like, we usually name hurricanes after ladies, Beverly. Scrambles the Death Dealer. Hurricane Scrambles the Death Dealer is devastating Florida.
Oh, so that show is good. Actually, was it the week before where they made, like, that whole Amazon River jungle trip?
That was the last one. That was the most recent one. Where he they get to a mountain, and they're like, sir, we're going to have to get out and go on foot. No, get out and pull the boat up the mountain. And on the way down, it kills all of the guys. It's so great. Also, we're still on question two, by the way.
Oh, god damn it.
Final question from Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
It's already been answered. How have you guys met? We've already answered that one.
I met Joel in college when I was in college, and he was not.
Yes.
And I was doing yard work
I met Eli. You know, I found a picture of the day that I met you. I might have met you at Gearbox before, but the first time was Pirates 1 was the first time we ever hung out. Pirates of the Caribbean 1. I have this picture of you from Pirates 1. Number one, shorn as a baby's bottom. Just the smoothest of faces. Which
fat.
Probably about 30 pounds more than you are now.
Yep.
Yeah,
thank
was
you, heroin.
Like a completely thanks, crack cocaine. You've done your job.
Meth is delicious this time of year.
And
it's in season.
Only recently met market. Denise. I met Denise probably at Eli's less than a year ago.
It's about a year ago. It was
at a party, maybe.
New Year's or...
I don't remember.
Some
Super Bowl. Oh, I had a Super Bowl party where we... No,
it was before that. Way before
then
that.
Then it was a New Year's party.
Denise made food at that party that was so good.
Was that the first time I met you?
No, it was one of Eli's parties was the first time I met you. Or Eli something. Something
no, I think
a movie.
It was just everybody like randomly at lunch.
Possibly.
Yes, you're right. Work. It was a lunch.
Yeah.
I used to go to lunch with these guys.
Yeah, because
all the
then
time.
If you didn't
clearly
meet him,
it was fucking
if you
memorable.
Met him in my place, then that means somebody broke into my
thanks
apartment.
Thanks for pointing that out. What?
If you met him in my apartment, then it must have been a time where somebody broke into my apartment and had a bunch of people over.
Why?
Because
I don't remember
oh.
that other time.
Whatever, dude.
What? Next question.
Next question from Jesse Monster. Jesse underscore Monster. Did that kid from the previous podcast get his t-shirt back yet?
Hey, there's no... Nobody ever said it was a kid.
Get this. Here's
there's
a follow-up.
Like 40-year-old dude.
Here's a follow-up.
Basement.
No, the story got so much better.
Follow-up.
Story got infinitely better.
Updating a story we brought to you last week.
So the guy that bought the shirt...
Let's go to Chopper 5 for the... The breaking news.
One of you has to be the guy because I'm the chopper.
I'm just going to let the chopper go. And Chopper Dave.
The chopper's going down. Chopper Dave.
Okay. So I got an email almost immediately after that podcast went up that was like, it's me. It's my shirt. I need it. Turns out that the guy didn't have PayPal, so he used his friend's PayPal account, and the friend's mom intercepted the shirt.
Nice.
Thinking it was for her kid.
Nice.
And she's like, what the fuck is this bastardry, and sent it back.
Right.
So.
Probably thought Godspeed was a bad word or something.
He's getting the shirt back.
Okay, that's cool. So what's actually happening then? Are his parents going to freak out, and you're going to send it back again?
No, I just have to send it somewhere.
Oh, okay.
We haven't decided yet, but it's all in the happening.
Now, see, I'm disappointed that you did not genuinely piss off someone's parent for real.
I pissed off someone's parent.
It was a parent. But it, that counts.
It barely counts.
It's even better. I got a kid in trouble who had nothing to do with
actually, that's
the
go.
Website,
that
the transaction,
actually,
or anything.
That is pretty cool.
Come
that
on.
That was like when I was in the BMG Music Club thing by accident. I don't even know how I did it. I forgot to send the form back 1 month, so they sent me Marcy Playground. Like that first one.
Ask me, sex.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, my dad gets it. Yeah. And on the back, there's track 2, Sex and Candy. And he's like, what is this? And I'm like, I have no idea. Where did this come from? I just ordered that. They must have just sent that to me.
Along with my church music.
That's like when my mom
found. Are you kidding?
What
is
this?
And yeah, Madonna
crew
and Nine
stuff?
Inch Nails.
Two Life Crew.
And well the done. Soundtrack to ER.
The best I ever got caught for music, and I didn't even know it was bad because I really didn't understand lyrics back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I had my friend's copy of Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Nice.
And I came home from like school, and my mom was reading it in her room.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, what is this?
I like the booklet. Because
bands used to be dumb enough to put lyrics in books.
Yeah, what's
that
up with
that? That is the most sexual album in the history of time. I didn't even know it at the time. I was listening to Give It Away.
Right.
I'm like, give it away now. I don't even know the lyrics at all. And I was just like, I love this song. It's awesome. I'm 11. So, there's a song about like fucking a cop on her squad car, telling a cop to suck your dick. There's one about like fucking a transsexual in New Orleans.
Well, what else do you do in New Orleans, really?
That's true.
Yeah.
There's
that sounds very similar to
every time you go to New Orleans.
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate trannies, man.
When you find out,
right?
Speaking of trannies, I gotta go take a piss.
Whatever.
Huh?
I have to
wait a
urinate.
Minute.
What's that do with
do
trannies?
You squat?
No, but it burns when I pee.
What are you talking
you
about?
You can get that checked out. There's like a clinic.
Go for it.
Yeah,
whatever. Go.
So
go,
yeah, while Jackass here is gone. How is he going before me?
It doesn't make any sense.
Because it's urine.
Oh, yeah, it's not a butt baby. It's just regular. Watch out. Watch those cables.
Yeah, please do not trip over the camera.
Also, just don't trip in general.
No, you can trip after you're clear of the room.
If you trip, then you're tripping. If you slip, then you're slipping.
So, yeah, I got home from, I was like at a friend's house or something one afternoon, and I got home, and I hear some music coming from the back of the house, and it sounds suspiciously like Nine Inch Nails, and that's not something that you hear in my house. And I walk back to my room, and to get to my room, I have to walk past my dad's office, and he's sitting at his desk in the office.
You have to warn people when you do that.
That sounds just like the song.
It does, and your dad's like, whoa, this is good.
Yeah. So there's
who are these boys?
There is a stack.
Surprise! Lies!
Yeah. I hate you so much. So yeah, so sitting on his desk is a stack about yay tall, like about a foot tall, of every like bad CD that I had hidden in my room.
Under the floorboards.
And
that's trouble.
He was, I think it was in the middle of March of the Pigs, might have been. It was something from the Downward Spiral, because I walked past my dad gave me this look of like,
you have
totally betrayed me, son. How could you do this to your mother? Like, one of those.
So, Josh, God is dead and no one cares? Really?
How do you feel about that? So, like, I walk past his office, he looks up, we exchange that look. And I go into my room.
I know you know what I did. I know what you did.
I go into my room and I close the door behind me and I take a nap. Because
you just wished it all away?
Because I knew I was so fucked. And my only instinct was, like, I have to just not be here, but
fight
I can't.
Or flight, and you fly.
Right, yeah, it was just like
a survival technique. Right.
So Josh is like a bear, he hibernates when danger comes.
Well, it was basically, I'm more like a rabbit, where I'm willing to just, like, die and get it over with.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I went and just laid down. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so fucked. So my dad, being a preacher, talks constantly, loves to talk to me, and I can't fucking stand it, because I only hear, like, 7 stories every day. And for 4 days, he did not say a word to me.
Oh,
wow.
No.
It was wonderful.
Wow. So you're planting even worse CDs.
Right. And
you've got like Skinny Puppy and you're like, listen to this.
And then like one day, like right, like I thought it was about dinner time. And then my dad like sits me down and has like an intervention and like, where did these CDs come from? And of course, I'm like, he brought them all, and I'm like on the spot, and I'm like, that belongs to Bobby, and that belongs to Jimmy.
Oh, wow, totally.
And because I knew, because everyone else's parents were cool.
Cool Jammer's asking why our parents seem so religious. It's because Josh's dad was a preacher, and my mom worked in a church for 20 years. So
yeah.
I grew up practically in Mexico.
So
there's that.
So yeah. You're Catholic.
We're Catholic, hardcore.
So
Denise is pagan.
Basically, godless.
Denise is a goat worshiper.
Goat's blood.
Quetzalcoatl.
Go ahead. Sacagawea?
So you got in trouble.
Yeah, so I had to own up to like 3 of them. And the ones that I owned up to, he broke and then threw in the trash.
I had a friend's mom that did that.
Oh my
and then
God.
All the other ones, he wrapped up and gave back to my friend's parents with a note like, this is what your children are listening
to. Were they actually Whoa. Theirs? They were all yours, right?
Yeah, no, they were all mine.
So you totally got all your friends in trouble,
like,
too, then.
No. Like, 2 of them actually belonged to a friend of mine. And it was, like, Dark Side of the Moon. Like,
that's
I could have just kept that, but he didn't like that.
Yeah, the things that are bad about that, a parent wouldn't understand.
So my dad gave them back to my other parents, and the other parents were all like, oh, well, let me look at these. And then, like, the next day, all my friends were like, here's your CDs back. Thanks. And I was like, dude, what happened? I didn't mean to, like, did you get in trouble? And they're like, oh, no, I told my parents that they belonged to you and that you were discovering, and they know your dad's an asshole, so. And I got them right back, like, the next day.
When I had that.
It was awesome. And then I hid the CD. I hid them much better.
I bought 5 CDs when I first bought CDs. It was Core, Grave Dancers Union by Soul Asylum, a Weird Al CD.
Of course.
Alapalooza.
I don't think I ever owned Weird Al on CD.
That was the only one I ever
had. 8 tapes.
And Nevermind and a couple of others. But so my mom gets them when I'm not home, reads the lyrics of all of them, because the Blood Sugar Sex Magic thing had happened previously, goes back to the store and returns them, all but Weird Al, and gives me the cash back.
Nice.
And she's like, they took 30% because they were opened. And I'm like, I had CDs for like 4 hours.
No.
But this is funny. I just looked at the lyrics for Blood Sugar Sex Magik. First song, girl, please me, be my soul bride. Every woman has a piece of Aphrodite. Copulate to create a state of sexual light. Kissing her virginity, my affinity. I mingle with the gods. I mingle with divinity. So, you know, there's just...
So that's kind of dirty.
You know, glorious euphoria is my must. Erotic shock is a function of lust. I mean, she read that within like 4 seconds. But that's, right. That's like the least offensive song on there to a parent. So, you know, I said, what's up, now suck my dick is like the most intelligible lyric on the album. So, anyway.
Next question?
Hang on.
Oh.
Was that it? I wanted to do more March of the Pigs sounds.
That was so good. I hate you for that.
I know. I'm really proud of that. I have to go back and listen to it. Oh, you missed it.
Yeah, I did.
We were doing live action Nine Inch Nails.
It was actually just Joel by himself. It was not bad.
It was pretty good. I'm pretty good at that. I have a skill.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails beatboxing.
Same question, guy. Did anyone watch The Middleman? No, that looks shitty. That looks terrible.
The Middleman?
What?
You wouldn't know if you didn't have TV.
I have no idea what
Javier
it is.
Javier Garrido Marouche, or whatever his name is, who used to be one of the showrunners for Lost, like season one.
Okay.
Has a show on like ABC Family or Spike or some shit. That's like a sci-fi comedy. I think it looks terrible. There you go.
Okay, next question.
Anyone, what do you think about summer TV in general? I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
I turned the TV off in June, and I don't turn it back on until September.
Weeds, season 4, did just start, and that show was wonderful.
I don't have that.
My week schedule's all thrown off. All I have is American Gladiators.
Damn it. Eli, you never watch shit anyway.
And I started watching, what is it, Gold Rush, or Black Gold, or Texas Tea.
Oh, Texas Tea. Yeah, it's the show about... The same guy that does Deadliest Catch keeps finding jobs where people lose limbs, and he's like, oh, we're making a show out of this. Like, film until someone gets hurt, and then we have an episode.
Yeah, it was awesome. First episode, some dude gets a chain, like, to the head.
I saw that in the preview.
And I was like, in.
They lock off the drill bits or whatever as they cap them together with these wrenches. They're like the size of a man. I mean, they're gigantic. They look like space tools.
Like a man wrench.
It's like a man-sized balls wrench. Anyway. And they lock it on, no, and it comes unlocked and whips around and hits a guy in the face and, like, knocks his head off. But I'm not going to watch
it. Is he dead?
He doesn't have a head, but he's...
They found oil.
Is he cool, though?
In his neck. Oil shot out, and they capped it off and started pumping.
Yeah. And rainbows?
Yeah. And a cloud. And
a single cloud. It dissipated quickly.
Jesse says, I want to see Josh's hand next to a normal hand. So,
God damn it.
Just give me a hand.
Do I have to do...
Let's hold hand, Josh. Just put it up next to you. Right next to it.
Like this, or...
Right there.
Can we realize
that if they had used... Do you realize if they had used your hand in...
Everyone in the chat room is freaking out now.
If they had used... So cute. If they had used your hands...
Get off the road.
At the end of Total Recall, they wouldn't have been able to turn on the machine. Denise's are more proportional.
Wow. Denise and I both have baby hands. Only hers are slender and proportional, and I have, like, fucking brown and serve links.
Plastered Lyric says, my dick would look so big in those.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, no, not. It's because it amplifies the size.
Wait. Was he talking about my hands or Denise's?
Like, if you had baby... Oh.
Neither.
Fired. Fired from the chat. Gross. Never mind.
Oh, right. He clarified it was me.
Next question. Next question. Some zombie questions seem to be all the rage. This is from
Josh.
Troy.
Has to use both hands to give a hojo.
A half and half?
God damn it. I don't.
It was a half and half. If you could have zombies attack any show except for Buffy or Angel, where that would make sense, which show would you direct your horde of zombies to attack? My vote, Idol.
Yes.
Ooh, American Idol?
I think they should just go straight. Wow. No, they should go straight for gladiators. Like 900 zombies.
They're too skilled.
No. What, gladiators does not get enough live coverage.
Wait, would have to do the events though. Like they'd have to do like the hand bike,
and then their arm just breaks off and stays up there.
Yeah, their arms break off and keep going as their body falls.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I'd probably go with like
Grey's Anatomy.
Perry Mason? Does it have to be
like no like, current?
Are you pulling out black and white?
No. Murder She Wrote.
Oh, that's zombie a good one.
She's
wrote.
Practically a zombie.
That
already.
Or
she's dead.
Moonlighting. No,
right,
no, no.
Exactly.
Oh, who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? Would be
Charles.
Oh my God! No, Moonlighting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Charles is in charge of killing the zombies.
All in the Family?
Charles in charge of our zombies and our survival.
The Brady Bunch.
See, I was thinking more like
show already
like Falcon's Crest.
Or Knott's Landing.
Yeah, or Knott's Landing. Like, they're being all serious.
Dude, you might as well just do Dallas if you're going to do Knott's Landing.
But it's your baby!
They're like, and they're like... They're like,
and then, well, no.
Trying to push them back into like the closet or whatever. Like,
right. They're still having their serious conversation. Yeah. There's arms coming out. Brains.
But someone, I love you.
Someone's going to have to tell him that it's his baby. Brains.
Oh, hey, Justin just signed on.
Okay.
I don't know. He just said, hey, dude.
Hey.
Didn't I give you that pack of cards that I got from the comic book store? It's called Hollywood Zombies.
Yeah.
It's actual.
Dr. Pepper MD says, zombies on Match Game, the answer is always brains. They should do $64,000 pyramid.
It's something in your head.
It's round.
Your hair.
Caffeinated. Hot mornings.
It tastes good.
What?
Brains.
Caffeinated hot mornings?
Oh, I was thinking, no, he's. I was thinking they were actually the ones with the clue. Oh. So they're giving it like,
in head.
A hat.
You're delicious.
Breakfast?
Oh, into... Skull.
Actually, Windler's a draw would be awesome because they draw a brain and then they're just like, nom, 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 nom.
So, all they draw is a like mouth? Whenever you try to draw meatloaf or what? That's just a total failure.
They just draw a mouth and point an arrow into it and they're like, brains! Yes, go team! And then he kills everyone on set. He's drawing.
Slowly.
He actually breaks off their fingers and he's drawing
like
with them.
Blood. He's like drawing with the blood.
So yeah,
like a judge show, like Judge Zombie. All right,
what,
first off, Judge Zombie. He owe me for back rent for July and brains. Right, but for July and all through August,
I got all the receipts.
Brains. And the bailiff's like, you don't talk to the judge That's like that. Judge Zombie ain't having that.
Brains.
Rule in the favor of brains.
He's like,
order and brains.
I like that.
Yeah,
we should do that for the rest of the show. That's
wow,
funny.
That's great. Wait, who's the judge on what is that show that I'm thinking of?
Harry Brown.
Totally blanking on the cartoon that Colbert used to be on, but then he canceled. And he was the lawyer guy.
Oh, Mine, Dr. Mind.
Yeah, Dr. Mindbender, because he has the brain as a gavel.
It was right. Not Mindbender.
Or not Mindbender.
That's the dude from
Harvey Birdman.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Harvey Brainman.
How did I just totally brain fart that?
But right. I thought you were talking about the actual name of the judge.
He's fart like, brains.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it doesn't matter. I already know the answer.
That was relatively
anyway,
funny.
That was a complete
Mid-talk
failure.
Yeah, the mind taker.
Thank you. That was a total failure of a reference on my part.
Thank
wow.
you, internet.
Yeah, way to cheat, dickhole.
Judge Reinhold. Mock trial with Jay Reinhold.
Mock trial, Jay Reinhold, mock trial. I just love the like the bass.
My name's Judge. Zombie MacGyver.
Next.
Quick MacGruber. This bomb's about to explode. Bang! Okay. And bonus question. Pack of wolves, pot of whales, murder of crows, what of zombies?
We figured out what to call a group of hookers the other day at lunch. Didn't I say, what did you say? Gaggle of hookers.
Gaggle of hookers.
No, you were. It was
a hooker of zombies?
They already decided that there was a pecker of Josh's.
A pecker of Josh's is the best.
That was just so inappropriate.
If you had like 15 Josh's, it's a pecker of Josh's.
Right. Yeah.
If you have 16, it's totally different.
No, and that's a...
That's a double pecker.
That's a Woody Woodpecker.
What?
I don't know. That was fucking dumb.
That was horrible.
Fail.
They can't all be good, folks.
Andy comments, they're moving in hordes. They do move in hordes for the zombies. That's good. I like that.
They're hoarding this way.
This is zombies. I know this.
Oh, shit. I think my iPhone just... I don't know.
Jurassic Park zombies would actually be pretty good. Zombie Park.
That was funny.
What could go wrong? We've reanimated zombies and put them in a park.
Yeah, we had that exact same lunch conversation, but it had to do with whores. And it was just like how it was Whore Island.
Whore Island.
But it was like, you know, they couldn't reproduce. And then like, you know, the whole like, you know.
So there are supposed White House to be, lawn.
Yeah, there are supposed to be hookers.
Justin says whatever. Muppet Baby Zombies.
They actually did
use
that,
our imagination. Brains.
Next question.
Okay. Next question. It's from Drom. The classic question has always been, would you join Starfleet? The real question is, you know what? That's a long question. We're really long into this. Would you join Starfleet? No. You want to know why?
What are you talking about? Of course you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Dork.
Number one, not that good at math. Number two, don't like rules and don't like uniforms. Number three,
you don't like the full body unitard?
I want to be in that future because in that future, you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you're good at it and there's no money. You don't have to worry about anything.
Don't they have like credits or something?
No, there is no money on Earth in the 24th century. There's red tape though. Like if you want to move, you have to like get requisitioned for like, you know, I want to live in this building. They're like, nope, the building's full. And I'm like, fuck. But if you want to build a house, replicate the materials, find someone that enjoys building houses, and fucking go for it.
I love how you know this much detail about the Star Trek universe.
Dude, one time...
How the fuck did you ever get out of the basement?
One time... I didn't have a basement in Texas. One time, this kid...
Garage.
...told his dad he didn't want to learn calculus, he didn't care about fucking Starfleet, because he wants to be an artist. And he's like, that's all you have to do is decide. I want to be an artist. Done. Get good at it. Go for it. Have a blast. Fuck Starfleet. Just have a ball in the future.
Speaking of that, I was going to go to FedCon.
Oh, right.
We should have brought this up on the web stuff, but since you brought up Starfleet.
Dr. Pepper says join the Maquis.
The FedCon was the big con that was supposed to be. It's Fed as in Federation Con.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, no. From,
it was like Europe's largest
Star Trek I think.
Convention.
They have it in Germany.
It's all things like science fiction or whatever. I didn't go because last week was the party. And then Friday I was doing whatever, and then Sunday I was hungover. So
Saturday doing whatever, and then I was hungover.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
Sunday I was thinking douche. Like, well, you know, I could go Sunday. I ended up not going, and then come Monday I go to the FedCon website, and there is a huge open apology letter because they canceled it Saturday,
afternoon.
Saturday afternoon during a Q&A. They like just walked in and said, now fuck this, we're done.
Why?
It was actually the hotel told them to shut down because they didn't get paid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They didn't have...
Oh, and
it
then,
was a giant
It was
mess.
A giant clusterfuck. And it was actually, there was an article written on it and actually got picked up on Dig.
There were tons of articles and forums. Jesus. It like exploded on the forums. Actually, they had to shut down the forum on the FedCon website.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they were like...
It said due to abusive like...
Yeah, due to abusive language.
And whatnot on the forum.
Oh, yeah.
It's FedCon USA if anybody wants to read it. Apparently, it was a giant, massive clusterfuck.
The biggest.
That reminds me of something. I can't find the link. If anybody on here has it, let me know. So you know about Can't Stop the Serenity, where they're showing Serenity
That's
all over?
On Sunday.
Okay, so guess what? Two cities stole the money, and Dallas is one of them.
What?
Yeah. No!
What?
The promoter of the venue, like the guy that says, yes, you can have your movie here, made off with the money.
Oh my god.
In Dallas.
Oh my god.
That's a charity event.
Right. Not only is it like shitty, but it's super shitty because number one, it supports Equality Now. Number two, it's Serenity. Number three, it's like all about community and like people coming together for things that are important. And that's fucked up.
That's actually kind of what happened to FedCon because the guy who tried to organize it, he has a bad reputation of doing that.
Yeah.
He tried to collect donations to renew the next season for, what was it, Enterprise?
Yeah.
Even though the studio told him to stop doing it.
I remember that.
The fans
were like... the same
guy? Yeah, it was the same guy. The fans were giving him money to like help fund the next season.
Wait, the main Can't Stop the Serenity guy did that?
No.
The FedCon guy.
Okay.
Right.
No, so, I didn't know that about that.
Yeah, he was accepting donations because he said he would go to the studios to renew the show, even though the studios told him, please stop doing that because that's not how it works.
Yeah, well, that was obvious. Yeah. Anyone that gave that guy money was a moron.
But still.
Okay,
awful.
If you told me, then what was the link? Give me the link. I'm talking to people on the forum here.
Oh.
Like Justin said, I wouldn't join Starfleet. I'd be a Starfleet barber, like Mott. Mott was a bullion. He was blue.
I don't know what that's referring.
That'd probably be like a maintenance foreman or something.
I want to be...
AC doesn't work. He's like, we're in fucking space. Fuck you. I'm going back to my cot.
I'm just
going to
open a window and let some cold in. I want to be in a Starfleet metal band called Mott the Barber. Instead of Mott the Hoople. Never mind.
You need to shut the fuck up.
I'm checking Whedon-esque to see if there's a... Oh, here it is. Here's the link.
Not the daddy. Not the daddy.
So wait, does that mean they canceled the whole...
It's like, from a TV show.
Because they had flyers everywhere.
Let's see.
Or they can't stop the Serenity.
The short of it, Equality Now has indicated that they never received the money raised in 2007 by Can't Stop the Serenity and Vince. Oh, this is 07.
Oh, so it's still going then, maybe.
North Texas. Hopefully. From Denver and from North Texas. From Dallas.
Sweet. So we haven't fucked up
yet.
In
case of Denver, blah, blah, blah. In the case of Dallas, North Texas, the roughly $5,600 raised wound up in the account of the lead organizer and got lost.
Nice.
He's currently under a signed agreement to make monthly payments.
Wow. How convenient.
I guess that has nothing to do with the current year, then.
I hope not. I kind of
want to.
Wait,
let's have a breaking news sound and correct. Wait, no. I think
retraction.
I think I found one. Hang on.
Retraction.
Retraction on story told
14 seconds ago. Totally wrong.
That was in 2007 and not 2008. I really don't know how long this little clip is going to go
just
for.
Just stop it.
Next question.
Oh, God. What's happening?
What, it's the shittiest Flash player ever.
Anyway.
Next question. After the mid-season finale, do you still believe Galactica is going to end the same way you predicted, or do you have a different theory?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I never had a theory.
My theory had nothing to do with Earth. Either. My theory was the bigger arcing that Cylons and humans are going to end up being the same thing, and I still think they are. So, Earth or no Earth. I think they wanted you to really pay attention to the fact that they were using a Geiger counter. Like, if you said, so what if it's blown up? Just stay there. They're saying it's irradiated and you can't stay there. So,
right.
I'm guessing they just pack up and go elsewhere.
Or that's not Earth.
No, it was Earth.
It could be Terra. If they want to pull a classic Battlestar bullshit plotline. Don't worry about it. I didn't say it. Just ignore it. Next question.
Okay. Like from Buffy, Terra?
No.
Like Terra, the other word that means Earth?
Yes.
Well, then it's Earth.
Earth.
Next question.
Actually, they found Earth.
Oh, this question got emailed to me, so I posted it here.
Made the wrong left turn. Earth.
Kit is a Cylon. Wow.
This is from Jillian. To those who are concerned or present, do you watch the current Doctor Who or Torchwood? And if so, what are your opinions?
Nope.
No.
I think we've had that question before, and I don't think any of us watched
it. I have watched a handful of current episodes of Doctor Who, and they're entertaining, but it was never enough for me to really follow it. I watched all but the last two episodes of Torchwood, the first season.
Mm-hmm.
It was entertaining, strangely androgynous, and I quit caring.
Which
afterwards.
You thought was awesome.
Is that the cowboy? No, that's Deadwood.
No, that's Deadwood. Torchwood is actually an anagram of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking of Deadwood.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of.
Next.
Yeah, anyway, go on.
Question. Next.
Two.
This is from Jeff. I love this question because I try not to think about stuff like this, but I know it's going to come up from time to time. Do Eli, Joel, and Josh in the comic live together, or does their mail just go to Joel's house? they don't live together because they don't live anywhere. They don't have jobs. They don't have families or relationships. They are there merely to facilitate the jokes.
Right.
So if they're in the same place, they're in a place. And if you really want an answer, they don't live together, but it's much like college. They just happen to be in the same place all the time.
Right. We live across the hall from it, I'm sure.
The funny thing is like...
Well, Joel and I live across the hall. Eli maintains the flower bed
out
front.
Yeah. So he's always there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you guys used to live across the street from each other?
Yeah, we did.
And that was like on total coincidence. That wasn't planned.
Yeah, so imagine it's that kind of scenario.
That was totally random. That was weird.
What? Yeah, it was like, hey, where do you live? That. And then it was like, I live at Spring Creek and
Ohio.
Blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And I was like, wait, what complex?
Dr.
Like,
Pepper says I've broken the mystique.
That's my thing. Yeah, way to go, jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah,
you will notice, though, that there are color schemes that I try and use. If we're supposed to be where Josh lives, the walls are typically purple. If we're supposed... It's not... Shut up. It's just the colors I use. If we're
God
where I'm
it.
Supposed to live, the walls are typically greenish, kind of like this room. And...
What do you... Okay, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I don't care.
And Eli, does Eli not live anywhere? Does Eli live on the park bench where he's always raped visiting. By the hobo?
He's always visiting.
Okay.
We don't go to his place. Like when we didn't go to Wes's for a couple of years because he lived in the projects.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that with Eli. We don't go to his place.
Like, we were willing to go to Wes's when he lived in a shoebox.
Yeah. No, but he comes
but
to
when
us.
That was, the shoebox was not in the projects.
That was so weird. Denise, we had a friend who lived in, I don't know, it was technically an apartment. It was the space left in the building after they had finished making apartments.
Yeah.
They just drywalled it.
There was literally space between two apartments.
It was a triangle. It was three walls in a triangle.
Yeah. Awesome.
He called it the wedge.
Yeah.
And it was just a triangle, and it was like $400 a month or something.
Yeah, it was very cheap. Okay, now I'm trying to think. Trying to base it on this room.
The same square footage, probably, just in a different shape.
Take this room. Actually, it's probably about double this room. Yeah.
But in a point at one end.
Yeah.
What do you do with that corner?
If you knew the guy, you would know why. It was so like weird. He was like, oh, this would be a good place
to
live.
He built PC cases and wired them beautifully. And I mean that.
Yeah, he actually, it was kind of disgusting.
It was very disturbing.
Anyway.
Somebody's asking if there was a bathroom.
Yeah, no,
there was. You don't count that.
The bathroom was on the wide end of the triangle. Is that correct?
Whatever.
Because the kitchen was at the point.
That next like, question. Like, that sounds like the, my
the,
first
the, the thing narrowed down into a stove.
Right. That was weird.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, my first apartment was like probably three times the size of this room, and that's it.
Justin's chiming in. Wes only needed room for a PC and a bottle of antifreeze.
Yeah, he used to use antifreeze as a pillow.
Oh, God, he did. Oh, my God. He used to sleep out on my fucking porch like that.
I know. Without your permission.
Yes.
He would climb the balcony and sleep on Josh's porch.
Yeah, that happened a few
times.
This
guy's like practically legendary.
He's awesome.
No, he totally. I seriously.
He was also one of my best friends of all time. So.
I miss the guy, and I don't know where the fuck he is now.
Maybe in San Diego in the army.
With Carol?
Yeah. Anyway, next question. This is from Carius. These are kind of serious, but she says they're jokes. They're not. They're serious.
Yes, I was nearly
aborted. Did you have to change the music again?
No. Fuck. No. To everyone, but it's not me. How do you feel about your portrayals in the comic, especially the recent ones with the lying about to children and puking on carpet? I guess it's to Denise. Are they accurate? Are they too cruel? Or not nearly drunk and crazy enough? I have an answer for these, but you guys go for it.
I don't know. I don't really have no.
I.
It's not like I'm saying you do this stuff. I mean,
right. I just 3 minutes ago found out I was in a comic. I just found it online.
What the fuck?
Like what the what?
I'm gonna talk to my lawyer and my agent about this.
When I started this thing, I was like,
PJ,
hey,
you answer this question.
I was like, I'm gonna do a comic and we're gonna be in it. And they're like, cool. And I'm like, all right, that was it.
Cool.
End of contract.
I gotta go.
To be fair, he said, hey, I'm doing this comic and Eli's in it. And then he showed me the first one and it was just him and Eli. And I was like, that's cool. And like three comics later,
you were going to be in it?
No, not until I was actually in it.
Hey, guess what?
What?
If you go to vault.hijuksensu.com, you can see the original drawing that had Josh in it before he was replaced.
Before he cut me out of the first comic.
Because it was half of you.
Yeah, because you couldn't fucking widen the box to fit me in there.
Whatever.
I thought it was because you weren't here yet.
No.
You weren't back from...
No, I was still... Half the comic went on when I was still in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why.
It was total fiction.
No, it's
honestly,
because he's a fucking dickhole that can't like frame something properly.
I like writing jokes, and I use the people in the comic to tell the jokes. It's not a reflection of who they really are, except that it kind of totally is, but more so with Josh... Less about when people die, because so far none of us have killed each other, but
yet.
I try to get the senses of humor right.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know.
I think it really is like our subconscious, like what we want. They really are like our alter egos.
It's, it's like wish fulfillment. I mean, you do the things you couldn't do.
Some of it, yeah.
Because every time we have a lunch and we're all sitting there and some random story comes up. And we have to
basically the comic.
Yeah, we have to do like miraculous things. Like it's like, and then Josh comes riding in on a dinosaur,
and
then you know, I shoot fire out my ass, and then somehow like on Wednesday or Friday or Monday, at hijinksensu.com.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That it fucking shows up.
Yeah, you don't realize that I just pay attention. I just sit back and take notes.
What are you talking about? You talk constantly.
When you guys do stuff.
Oh, you don't let us do stuff. You talk constantly.
Whatever. That's second banana. Eli's third banana.
Is Emily laughing in the living room listening?
I think she heard that.
You can hear my wife laughing from another room.
Yeah, your husband is a dick.
I'm despite the fact that Denise has only appeared three times, I'm actually concerned about the liberties I take with hers because I don't know her well enough to know if it's cool.
I don't care. It's cool.
Hey, okay. You know what? We got her to, without prompting her, tell an abortion joke once.
That's true.
So well, no, her at first this point, yeah, that was you. You made that into an abortion joke.
But her first comic is also an actual real life story.
It was about
the they're under the American Gladiator.
That wasn't
one.
The real life.
It was pretty much
exactly.
Like
it was similar. Except obviously, for maybe
again,
the
it was exaggerated.
Sentence.
Yeah,
again, it was exaggerated. But that situation where we're eating pizza at that place, and then she brought up the whole American because I was like,
yeah,
dude,
I remember
bringing
that.
American Gladiators. And
oh,
she
yeah,
was like,
"I totally fabricated the punchline."
No, I know
it was a good punchline. That was probably the best
that
one you've ever.
Yeah,
really
we
happened.
Were.
No,
yeah,
we weren't eating pizza. We were
we
at
were
your,
at
house.
Your
house. That's when she made like chicken wings, and Denise was like,
"It was for New
I was like,
Year's."
Eli,
yeah.
They've got new American Gladiators. You're like, I fucking know. I'm gonna watch it. I can't wait. And Denise is like, "This might be the first thing I ever heard her say." She was like, "I used to think that was real because like that was the only TV we got from America." So like I was worried. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god. Like there should be tennis ball turrets on the corners of every American street gunning for Denise.
No, I was basically saying like, you know, I thought all Americans were like big and huge and blonde. Like they were
they are.
We got Baywatch and American Gladiators and everybody's blonde
wow.
And in California. So
nice.
I mean, what else am I supposed to think?
Chris is saying goodbye to you, Josh.
Oh. Later, Chris. Oh. Say hi to you know who. Because I know where you're going.
Call later.
Oh,
is he flying
have
here?
Fun.
No, he's not flying here.
Oh.
Yay.
All right, next part of this question to me.
Have fun.
Have you noticed the other AG cast members treating you different in real life for apprehension or fear of comments and stuff? You don't understand.
I think it's even gotten worse.
We actually get worse. That's what I think.
Now we're
you
like trying to provoke.
It's not like that. Like, we don't.
We're actually like, hey, that could be a comic.
Yeah. It's
that
not,
could.
No, yeah. Eli will email me or call me or something and go, the funniest thing happened at lunch. You've got to make a comic. What was it? Fuck.
What happened again?
No,
I said this one thing and...
Hang on. There was...
Oh, Josh farted.
It was about butts.
Something.
Yeah, I'm actually about to.
And I'm taking notes. I'm like,
actually,
okay.
I think it may be time.
Like, comic. Josh. Okay. Butts. Fart. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Food. All right. Perfect. Who had 10:51 Central?
Yeah, because I'm going to go firebomb the bathroom.
That was actually much later than I
keep
thought it
would. Keep it
quiet.
My baby's sleeping next door to that. next to your butt, baby.
Away.
Right. That's wonderful.
Anyway. I can understand, like, I've actually gotten advice from other cartoonists. Scott Kurtz told me one time, do not put your friends in comics because then you'll do something in your comic that will offend them.
You
and I'm
lose
like,
friends.
You've obviously never read my comic.
Or met my friends.
Yeah. What?
He dares you to try to offend him in a comic.
Oh, right. That's the point. You've got to understand that Josh is morally reprehensible. So there's really nothing you could do. But he was like, yeah, one time I had characters that were named after people, and I had those characters get divorced. And then people were like, oh, my God, did they get divorced in real life, too? And I'm like, what sort of world do you live in where your readers think all this shit's real? I mean...
Well, I was at them.
It's like the first comic
that's
where
actually not surprising because I went to this comic book convention once a long time ago, and the guys from a bunch of different people from the Lord of the Rings were there signing autographs, and you know there's a long line for
like
whatever
Legolas?
The dwarf, and it wasn't that
Gimli?
Huge. It wasn't. Yeah, there was Gimli, and then
and my axe,
and then there was Wormtongue.
Oh,
from
God.
The second movie, nobody was lined up at his Black table, beard, and he looked like surly and angry the whole time. So everybody just like was skirting his area.
Yeah, Fractrick says the more your reader base grows, the more people will take it seriously. Well, you know, whatever. The deal is a lot of the comics that even I read, even if they're based on real people, they're like about real things. Like, you know, people go to bars and eat food and have relationship problems. And those are all great, but I don't do any of that, and I'm not going to. It's not about... This is not a character-driven comic. It is a joke-driven comic. I think of
really
jokes, and then I make the people say them. So, there
about
you go.
Right.
And actually, I got an email. Someone suggested... I got an email from a reader. It was a well-thought-out email. Good argument, good ideas and whatnot, but that they want more character development out of Hijinks and Sue. They're just not going to do it. There's other places for that. It's just this isn't it. I'm not going to have like one of my characters crying because they had got broke up with or something. It's just not.
Oh.
How can you kill somebody in that instance?
Every one of my comics from here on out, from today on, is going to end with a death.
I know. I bet you we would come up with the most glorious way to kill ourselves.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So there, no one's going to get offended, at least, and if they ever do, oh well. But like, Eli's going to be the one telling me, dude,
that wasn't nearly violent enough.
Number one, you should have said,
where's more blood?
You should have put my head in the deep fryer first. Number two, so I don't know. They also want to. He wants a cat on my face shirt.
So do I.
I can make them. I mean, whatever. It's pretty easy.
Where is that cat, anyways? I've seen that a few times tonight.
That would be if there was actually a cat that attacked my face and I was wearing that shirt. What would?
It'd be very meta. It'd be like,
what is
Josh.
That called?
Irony.
No, that's no. It's meta. It's referencing you and yourself and.
Yes.
I don't know.
That would be its own religion.
I'd worship you for
Let's
that.
Let's work on that.
He brings up a good point, though, that all of my shirts are either offensive or don't are about Battlestar. So I'm actually working on new shirts. The store is going to have there's going to be a new store in July. All new store, all new stuff. It's part of the plan. Working on it. Next question from John Dark. Oh, I got to wait for Josh to get back. I'll skip that one for now. Next question. Andy. Oh, do we die?
Disconnect. Nick,
hold on. I'm still seeing movement. It's all gone.
Chat went
no, I think it's back.
Joining room? Was it just hiccuped on its own?
I guess.
Dude, this Ustream shit is just too much. I don't know.
Internet's still up.
Whatever. It's fine.
It's probably just the chat room.
I hate everything. The question is from Andy. Pick people you hate, like Bill O'Reilly, and replace them with people you'd like to fill their roles after you assassinate them? Well, that's complicated. Like Colbert, Treebeard, or Palpatine.
Like a doppelganger?
Who would be the replacement Kathy Griffin? I think it just means to assume their identities.
Oh.
Is it broken?
No, it looks good.
What are you just tapping on keys for then? Are you trying to break it?
Yeah.
Anyway. I would just do the zombie thing. I'd replace O'Reilly with a zombie.
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, what person that you hate celebrity-wise would you replace with somebody else and who and why? And I'm saying zombie O'Reilly. So they'd be like, issue one, brains. Four against four brains.
Zombie.
The asshole judge from Top Chef, the bald guy?
Oh, I don't watch that
Tom
show.
Tom Colicchio.
Sure. Tastes like... brains.
It's
secret ingredient. Brains.
It's a little undercooked, and you can kind of taste the brains.
That's good.
You get an
it's got an interesting crispy flavor. There's it tastes a hint of a brains.
There's an aftertaste. I can't quite put my
it's
finger
either
on it.
Almonds or brains.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, I like
so
that question.
I just had a little interesting experience.
With your butt in the bathroom?
This is not about my butt.
Did the Cheeto come out whole?
I actually ate it again.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa.
So cat does that. Under this little chair, there's like the little plastic lining underneath.
You didn't use the baby potty, did you?
No.
If I have to clean out a baby potty. God damn it.
Yeah, no, okay, this little stool thing that I sit on here, there's a little plastic
stool
lining underneath, shut up, and I peel it off.
That's double
during
meaning
the podcast.
Could you stop stool ruining my furniture just for fun?
Did you break
no
something?
No, but it comes off in these little plastic toy pieces, and apparently, like, I scratched my ear after I did that, or maybe when I took the headphones off.
No, dude, it's the headphones falling apart. Look at your headphones.
Okay, it's the same kind of plastic running.
Sure,
so it's the thing for my headphones. So I get done doing my business in the bathroom, and I look in the mirror, and there's this black fleck on my ear, and I thought I somehow managed to get
ear. No.
I did the most wonderful double take to
end
myself
of
there.
Discussion.
It was great.
Oh, my God. I got to go back to the question that I couldn't read because you weren't here.
No, it
wasn't. Oh, there was a question for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh.
I seriously
more to me and you.
It was very much like a... was it Ben Stiller movie?
With the cum in the hair?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. I was like, where'd it go? Oh,
it was
more
on
my Austin ear.
This is from John Dark. This is a serious question, too.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer all of it. You mentioned having oppressive childhood, maybe oppressive parents.
Man, people are taking this stuff really
seriously. I know.
Seriously.
We probably shouldn't say so much about this. We've heard some things that you were not allowed to do as a dependent. He keeps using the word dependent.
Right.
When did you break out from other people's control? And when did what were some of the things that you did? Yeah, how did you rebel? Follow up question is, what do they think of your? Oh, this is maybe to me. What do they think of your job / seeming atheism?
Man.
When did you lose the faith, and did they read the comic, listen to the podcast? That's a very personal question.
That's getting all serious. Like, yeah. Maybe super we should structured. Talk about
politics. I'm going to answer this one real quick, and I'm going to not answer all of it. I had a very, it's hard to say oppressive, because like I was raised by my mom, and she was never cruel. She picked the wrong battles. Like, I didn't, as a teen, as a kid, I didn't smoke, I didn't drink, I didn't do drugs, I got like fucking straight A's.
Wow,
I never did anything wrong, but we fought constantly because she didn't want me to listen to rock music and have long hair. And it like marred my whole relationship with her. And it's like, to this day, it's difficult to have a normal conversation because I'm so used to having to hide things. So to follow up with that, I'm damn near 30 years old. I don't think my mom knows about this comic, the website, the podcast.
It's so much better that way.
If she did, we might not be. It'd be like you and your dad not talking for 4 days, but it'd be like a year.
Yeah, that's. Don't ever tell her, please.
I'm not going to do it on purpose. She thinks I'm a graphic artist.
That's kind of true.
Well, yeah.
There are truths to that.
Loosest sense of the word.
There's art in it.
Yeah, I am a computer game maker.
It is graphic at times.
Mm-hmm. Pretty graphic.
I'll follow up on that question really quick. When I was 17, I got pregnant and moved out of the house because things weren't going to work well. Me being Catholic Hispanic.
It was either it was exile or abortion.
Yeah, and the raft was only going to hold three of us, so I moved out.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Right.
Was that the first part of the question?
I was trying to answer all of it, but
actually, can I just have a little tiny anecdote?
Go.
This is not the moment that I lost the faith. But this is the this is the moment when I began to question the faith.
Okay.
I was in third or fourth grade, and
wow, that's pretty assertive of you,
right? And I was at church,
uh-huh.
And I always had to wear nice clothes to church, uh-huh. And then, of course.
And you were like, "Fuck this! There is no God."
No. I kept like undoing my tie and untucking my shirt, uh-huh. And like taking the jacket off and throwing it on the pew because those are seriously uncomfortable clothes.
Sure.
Fuck that shit. And my mom looked at me and she says, "Come on now, God wants you to look nice." And that was the moment that I realized
that doesn't make sense.
Had nothing to do
with that. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
That was actually perfect timing right there.
Like, because like the preacher is always talking about like, you know, take a homeless person off the street and bring them into church because, you know, like God doesn't care what you look like as long as you're here and you're learning. And when my mom said that to me, God wants you to look nice. Like it dawned on me that, wait a minute.
Wow.
My mom wants me to look nice.
Right.
She's just saying God because she thinks it'll mean I'll do it.
Well, okay.
That was the turning point.
Wow.
I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm glad that everyone can believe anything they want to and live how they want to and choose what they want to believe in. I chose to stop believing the things I was taught as a child. I grew out of it. I'm not saying I don't have any spirituality. I'm not saying I don't believe in any religions. I'm not religious myself. I don't know what lies beyond the grave or whether there is an afterlife. How the fuck would I? I draw silly webcomics, but a lot of the stuff I was taught as a child, I just kept believing it because you hear something 10,000 times, you believe it. I don't know. And until I was like 25, maybe, just a few years ago, I was still pretty much on the same plane of ideas. And then I kind of was like, wait, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because this is how I was brought up, and other people are different. I was brought up that every single word of the Bible is factual.
Wow,
it happened.
That's rough.
It's all real. There's no allegory. There's no story. There's no morality plays. It's all fact. It's the oldest historical written record we have. And one of the first things that broke down for me was the flood. I'm like, wait, hang on. That was supposed to be 5,000 years ago. It means to repopulate the earth.
-3.
And I'm like, there's only 40,000 people on Battlestar, and they couldn't repopulate the earth. How the fuck did two people? No. Oh, it's a lie. Like, oh.
I get it.
And I was like 22 when I had that thought.
Right.
I didn't spend too much time thinking about it. I didn't go to church or anything. But one day I was like, wait, oh, that's not true at all.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That shit didn't happen.
Huh.
And so then you start reexamining all of it, and you're like, I see. It's just morality plays to give people sort of a guidebook for how they should live their lives. And right. if you can take it that way, then it's probably pretty wholesome and healthy for you.
Parts of it.
The way that I was brought up is probably not.
Right, yeah.
I was also brought up to hate fags, and I don't.
I'm clean.
So.
Yeah.
The only thing I can add to that is just that, like, like you said, however people want to live, that's great. My brother is actually slightly religious and goes to church and does all that stuff.
You should punch him in the balls.
Well, I'm like, good for him, but that's just not how I roll. But, you know, again, I'm not one of those like, well, you'll burn in hell, mm-hmm. or you're dumb because you do that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You know,
like,
my very first day.
As long as there's Iron Chef, as long as there's...
The biggest problems I had with what I was taught and why I rebelled so hard from it later on was that I was taught that it's my way or the fucking highway, hell's highway, fucking hell.
Nice.
Please stop.
Believe this.
Please stop.
Believe this or you die. You go to hell. And
please buy Gearbox Software Games. Hell's Highway, August 22nd.
That hit me so hard that, like, that was just so fucking wrong. That, first off, they're a doctrine that's only been around for a couple of millennia when the Earth has been around for trillions of years or billions, and the universe has been trillions, whatever. But that somehow all of the answers would just be magically there to everything, and that if you didn't believe that one particular way, you were wasting your time. It was such a load of shit. I couldn't believe that I'd believed it for so long. I'm not saying that anything in it was unfactual. Just the idea that you should try and force other people to think the way that you do was just so offensive to me. So
when I moved up here, I moved to Dallas when I was 18, and I just realized, because that's 13 years now or whatever. I quickly, like, you know, faith and all stuff, you know, because you grow up at home, blah blah blah.
Decadence and opulence.
When I got here, I realized, oh shit, like, God, Jesus, or whoever is supposed to be helping me out. Turns out I'm on my own. So, like, it was all about CC's Pizza, making
ramen,
cutting corners. Like, I was selling furniture to pay my tuition and my rent.
Yeah,
right.
Like, you know, I don't think Jesus was too involved in that. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I don't know, but I didn't have a couch or a TV, but I had a lot of CC's Pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't know, at that point I was like...
That was whenever there was only one pair of footprints in the sand.
Right.
When Jesus was riding you?
No, when Jesus was helping one of the other 6 billion people on the planet.
He's like, fuck you.
You're cool. I still want to do this. I think I'm going to do this as a desktop and maybe a shirt. But I told Josh about a year ago. How did we do that?
Wait, what?
Did I do anything with that gag or never? The footprints in the sand.
I was
IMing Josh one time. Did I do anything with that?
I don't know.
IMing Josh one time, and I said it was going to be Josh walking along the beach with, like, the footprints in the sand, and it was going to say, when you saw only one pair of footprints, it's because I was riding you.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Were
you referred to as Jesus in college?
Dirty Jesus X.
Dirty Jesus? I was just Jesus.
Because I had the full Jesus beard.
We both had the... Well,
friend named Jesus.
But that's different. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. That's like, hey, I had a friend named Bob.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I did.
Bob Hector. Christ.
Bob Cristo.
Same as Eli, though. I had a big problem with like the way my mom wanted me to believe and the way that she still kind of conducts business. And I feel sorry for her. I wish I could help her, but this is too much ingrained in her personality. Is that everything is out of your control and Jesus will take care of everything, which leads to don't do anything for yourself and just wait for it to either work out or not work out. And I'm like, I can't.
That's an awesome plan. We should totally do that.
That's what she was taught. That's what I was taught.
The dumbest fucking. God, I hate everything.
It's just unfortunate. But
that makes you want to kill people.
If God wants this to happen,
God wanted
me to
kill
you. And I'm like, you know what? God doesn't fucking care if I can pay for this car or not. God doesn't fucking care if I go to a party or stay home and twiddle my dick. I mean, none of those things matter.
He does care if you twiddle your dick.
That's true. He hates that.
That's in the Bible.
Also might care if you get too many torrents and like eat up someone's bandwidth,
yeah,
God could be pissed about that.
Yeah, actually, Comcast gets kind of pissed about that.
If you do believe in a supreme being, you have to understand that the minutia of your particular daily life is of no consequence to the universe. And the way I was taught was like, you had a hard decision to make? Do nothing. Got to work it out. No, that's why bad things happen to people.
Yeah.
Because you don't act.
That's because they're fucking tards.
Well, let's not call my mom a fucking tard, but that's just how she was raised.
Let's not go there.
Through no fault of her own. Yeah. Can I put that asterisk on
whatever, it? Whatever, dude. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You can call my mom
that
a fucking tard.
That helped break me, too, of the whole thing, was the idea that you can't take charge of your own shit. Guess what? You can.
Yeah, you totally can.
I quit my job, and I'm making a webcomic, and...
That's what God wanted you to do.
Jesus specifically doesn't want me to be doing that.
And I'm tying up the graphics on level 3 for 2 years.
You make shit happen for yourself.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Okay, long enough time on this question.
Pew!
Pew pew! We're almost done.
Caw-caw!
Pickles. Drum says, I want a video of Joel's mom watching the podcast for the first time.
Oh, God.
I don't.
It's so good. It's like the two girls, one cup reaction videos. It's just the camera on your
mom. You would not
mom.
Have to go that far back. If she pulled up the website tomorrow, you wouldn't have to go that far back to find something that would offend her. Maybe one comic back that would like crush her to the bone.
Oh.
So all I don't want to do any of that.
Let's get off your mom.
Your mom is a very nice
lady. Because I just got did.
Boosh. Boosh. Wait, who's that? Never mind.
Yeah, next question. Oh, this was why does the top 10 commenters messed up. Turns out it has nothing to do with your... it's just top 10 number of comments. In the sidebar of the website, top 10 commenters is just who comments the most.
I used to be on it until I quit caring.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. also, the site's totally busted in IE, but if you're using IE, you probably shouldn't read this comic.
Yeah, you should go away.
So, I'm sorry.
But still buy a t-shirt.
I'm rebuilding. Yeah, please donate, but don't read the comic.
Does the vault work
in
IE?
No, you should make a t-shirt that has the Internet Explorer on it and the fucking
the
shit's
all
everywhere.
Messed up.
Yeah.
I have to rebuild the site actually with the new version of WordPress, so maybe that'll take care of it. Whatever. This is a big question, so we're not going to be able to get to all of it. First, Josh, what do you think about the Venture Brothers shirts? You haven't gotten one yet, have
I'm
you?
I'm still waiting.
All right, we'll
I've
get
seen
a
the designs for the first four of them, and I'm eagerly waiting.
We'll get a review as you get them.
Yeah.
All right, list your favorite characters from movies, games, TV, and literature. That's way too big of a question.
Oh, God.
So
that's
pick
like
one.
An entire podcast by itself.
Yeah, pick one of those topics, and then pick one character.
Okay, list the
Go, Denise. Here.
Wait.
Movies, games, TV, and literature. I have my favorite game character of all
literature.
Time.
Literature. I have literature.
Go.
Little Women does not count.
I never read that
Joe.
One, so fuck you. Mine is in literature, Tyrion Lannister from the series Song of Ice and Fire by George R. R. Martin.
We were talking about that last time.
That's right.
Denise is so red.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yes.
No.
I like wind, best of all.
Oh, okay.
I'm all about Earth.
Yeah. Obviously.
Gotta save the Earth there. My first like major hero as like a movie character that I absolutely adored was Peter Venkman.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. All right.
I had that on tape, and it would finish, and then I would rewind it, and then I would start it over again. I watched it like twice a day for like 2 years.
Development of a character, I'm going to go video games since I'm like not really a gamer, and I could go on and on about TV and movies.
Lara Croft, you wanted her tits.
No, I never even played Tomb Raider. I still haven't ever played it, not even once. dude, if you know anything about me,
you know
that that's kind of gross as far as I'm concerned.
What?
I don't like the whole like...
This has nothing.
I don't think Angelina Jolie's attractive.
This has nothing to do with that. It was a good game.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's what I'm.
No, I didn't
being
play
pissed
that.
Off at you for.
yeah,
I know she's a complete bimbo whore, and people don't look like
next.
That. I'm aware.
Okay, I like my favorite game character was actually Kane. Not Kane.
I know where this is from.
Raziel from Legacy of Kane.
You're a fucking faggot.
Shut
for that.
Up! That game was so great. Number one, David Warner was in it as a voice actor. He wasn't Raziel. But that story was so good. As that story unfolded...
That story was so full of itself.
Shut up. I was 19 when I played that, and I fucking loved it. No, I was 17 or 18. Loved it. Every reveal, I was like, oh, give me more about these ancient vampires. I fucking love this.
This is totally important.
And this was before Buffy. I didn't know anything about Buffy. Right. So I was like, oh my God, vampires are so cool. Yeah, I loved that game.
Don't say that, Jeff. I just want to be John Cusack, actually.
from what
point,
movie?
Gross Point Blank.
It doesn't matter.
He wants to
then
be.
High Fidelity.
I actually want to be him.
Then High Fidelity.
Well, no. I guess I wanted to be him from Point Gross Point Blank. Because when my 10-year reunion came up, I was like, I want to be that guy. But
you want to murder people?
I want to like kill some dude with a pen by the lockers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Spoilers.
Hey, for anybody on the video, these Kleenexes will be on eBay after the podcast. I'll sign each one of them.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Jim just called Buffy on the original Xbox as being his favorite game ever.
Yeah,
that's... I can't say favorite ever, but it was a damn fine game.
Chaos Bleeds, or was that the second one?
No, Chaos Bleeds was a piece of shit.
The first one.
It was terrible.
But yeah, I want to be John Cusack.
Okay, Josh.
Ew, however.
Ooh, the Godfather.
What?
Sorry.
But what character?
Peter
Venkman. John Cusack in The Godfather.
No, I'm saying for me. For movies.
He would be good in The Godfather.
No, he would. Oh, my God. Shut up. Anyway.
No.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Val Kilmer in Tombstone.
I haven't seen that in ages.
That was a good movie.
And he's not that great of an actor, but in that movie, he's fucking awesome.
Val Kilmer has... did you ever see Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
No.
Because Val Kilmer is hilarious in that movie.
It
was a really good movie, and Iron Man was in it. It was Batman and Iron Man were in that movie.
for a short period of time there, I wanted to be Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid.
Oh, me too. I would tie my mom's scarves around my head.
Yeah,
and stand in the crane position.
I actually got into fights just so
this last week.
I was just hoping that somebody would use that technique.
Karate.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's true.
Yeah,
I wanted to be Johnny Five for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Turns out, not possible.
I didn't want to be Johnny Five. I just wanted Johnny Five,
right?
Like, as a pet or something.
Oh no, I thought you meant the gay way.
I'm pretty sure that won't work.
He's got a robo mangina,
tailpipe,
sure.
Or something. Is there like
it's blistering hot? It's actually, 1,000 degrees.
Is there an exhaust
actually,
port?
Now that I think about it, I did want to be Axel Foley when I was much younger because I was like, that's the coolest cop ever, and I want to put the banana up the pail. I'm not going to fall off with the banana up the pail time.
I wanted to be the guy that got sucked into Nintendo and captained in the Game Master. I was like, what fucking better life could you have?
I wanted to be the autistic kid from The Wizard.
You win.
You kind of
was. Your wish.
Yay. Oh,
that man touched my breast.
How old were you when you went, oh God, this is a commercial?
The first time I saw it, it was seriously the best movie I had ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
It was
but
like
it didn't
a life-changing
dawn on me
experience.
Until maybe the 90th watch 10 years later.
I didn't.
I
saw it when I was a kid. I didn't see it again until about 2001. Yeah. And we watched it for like drunk movie night. And I was just appalled. It's so bad. I was just about to say, it's so bad.
Next question. This is from Arcee's. When I first started reading Hijinks and Sue, I noticed there was man-bear sex mentioned a few times.
I have no idea. Wait,
who's asking?
Arcee's, A-R-C-Y-S. I don't know how to pronounce anything. After that, it never shows up anymore. Because I'm saving it.
Yeah.
I can't blow my man-bear sex load all at once.
And it's all there in the subtext.
You gotta build it up. Then you gotta cool it down.
Right. Wow. Then you hit him at the end. Bang!
Well, you just edge on it for a while, so then you can just blow a big one.
Yeah.
What?
You what?
Oh, dude. Hey, did I ever? I probably told you, but you probably forgot.
I want to shout out to Jim.
Hang on.
My friend Jim, because he's in the chat room right now. That was for him.
You probably don't remember this. Hang on. Man Bear Sex is only in the vault from now on. Donators only.
Jim,
donors get
just because you asked for it.
And that one's $19.99, and if your credit card bill goes to like some European site or whatever, that's normal.
So when I posted that comic, there was the Lost comic where Desmond and we all get blown up, and Desmond tells Eli that I get raped by a polar bear, and I'm riding a polar bear, but Desmond sees the future and says that I get raped by a polar bear.
Right.
That's what it says. Nah, brother, your friend gets raped by a polar bear. So that's what that's the quote, right? I posted that in a Lost form when I was like trolling for traffic at one point. And I got all these comments, oh, neat comic, blah, oh, I like it, Lost, blah, blah, blah. Deleted, banned, with note that says, rape is not funny.
I remember that.
I'm like, wait, really?
Wow,
even
I've
when it's a polar bear?
That.
Even and when it's a polar bear and a dude?
A joke.
That's pretty funny. I'm like, wait, what? So, like, I posted it later, like, that, like, Ursine rape is not funny. It's not to be joked about.
It's a serious matter. It's a serious problem.
It affects us all. It's like feline AIDS. It's the number one killer of felines. Ursine rape is the number one killer of people that fuck polar bears.
Wait.
That's probably true.
Oh, God.
You don't survive that.
You
are fucking kidding me.
Well, there's that. There's the drug cocktail that will delay the inevitable. But
what?
Never mind.
You hear about that? I think it was some
surprise sex
on National Geographic or something. They found this walrus that was trying to get busy with a penguin.
It was awesome.
It looked like he was trying to eat it first. And it was like, you know.
Was
it's this versus this.
Yeah. Was Morgan Freeman narrating it?
And it's funny because
they're about to make love.
Is a beautiful moment.
In the article, they say they're not sure if the penguin's male or female.
Wow.
Like,
that matters.
Like, it's a walrus trying to rape a penguin.
Love doesn't care about gender. Or species, or size of hole.
Whoa. What?
Ta-da.
Now the walrus must make the long journey back to his cave, knowing he will never see his love again.
They live in caves now.
Yeah, they live in caves. sea caves. Sure. Next.
They're hunting us.
It's from Johnny Ace. Seeing as you liked my Firefly ink a bunch. Oh, he's the one with the Firefly tattoo from the forum, which is awesome.
Oh.
Hey, dude, get that colored in. I know it's expensive, but get it
finished.
It's going
to cost you a lot of money, take hours, and be very painful.
It was huge. I'm guessing probably $200 or $300 to get it colored
in. Can you send me a link to that? I don't remember that.
It's
in the forum.
I don't read that shit.
It's not on the forum. It's on the fucking...
Why don't you participate?
No, somebody did. He did post it up on
the forum. I posted it on the blog.
Forum I actually it's in the Flickr thing. News. I'm a bad person.
It's in you Flickr. Should get involved with the... No, it's not.
Oh, wait, was it in the forum? I'm going to the forum right now. Was it or was
it
not?
It's in the forum.
It's on the internet.
It's on the forum under You Can't Take the Sky From Me, the Firefly thread.
Okay, so Dender
anyway,
TV.
It's huge, and it would cost a lot to get it filled in, but I think you should get it filled in. That's all I'm saying. Also, like mid burn, it should be going anyway. Do you have any geek ink? If so, what and where? And if you're on video, show and tell. Josh, you have a terrible tattoo.
I do have a terrible.
I will. I actually will be getting something soon.
What?
Not real soon, but I'm gonna get the.
Maybe not.
Are you sure you want to see it?
Well, what is it?
Wait, Eli's talking.
Right here, I'm gonna get the Zelda hearts.
Oh, well,
that's cool.
I thought you were getting like the Virgin
Mary.
Well,
there's gonna be five. There'll be five of them, but three of them.
That's for his
filmed.
Car.
Right.
So I'm actually probably either gonna do that this year. I need to find a good place.
Are you gonna fill in the rest of them later?
No.
So you're dying. So can you have some of them erased later?
No, I can always fill them. No,
as you get closer to death, you should have
go upward. Yeah. So it'll be a 3.5. You know, and then when I find out that I was like. An accident.
Get the Triforce on your
whenever
forehead.
Whenever you get feline AIDS.
What?
Oh, wow. There's that tattoo.
Yeah, that's it.
I remember seeing this now.
Josh, what horrible, shitty tattoo do you have? It was like fucking barbed wire or something like
that? What? No, it's not that bad. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's a... Go ahead. Is that tribal?
It was some stupid thing that I drew in the margin of my
notebook.
That
is the worst tattoo I've ever seen.
Okay.
Share that to the internet.
First of all, this is not like the two mermaid guys with dicks shooting across each
other. That's well done.
No, it's not. And it's not Bob fucking Barker.
Oh, don't take those with you.
All right. Look at this. The worst tattoo in recorded human history. It's like a sword... Oh, never mind. Fail. You can't see it. It's like a sickle. It's like a scythe. Did you have anything in mind when you drew that terribly in your notebook?
Yeah, it actually started as a the eyebrow of the guy that was sitting next to me. I'm not kidding.
Wow, I wouldn't have told
him. It's
that
fucking weird.
That's bad. You should get laser tattoo removal.
I don't get it. Nobody ever sees it. I don't
get
a shit.
Get it a big black dot just tattooed over
it. Black circle. Just
okay. Next question from that same dude. What Gearbox games should I invest in? I just got a 360.
All of them.
All of them.
Now answering accurately.
Okay, wait. Maybe buy one or two of the
each.
Same of
each. And give them as gifts to your friends. Okay,
There's only two out for 360, right?
No, there's only one out.
Only one out for 360, so there's your answer.
What's out for 360?
There will be one
out. There will be one out in August.
There's nothing out for 360.
Right.
No.
How are you even competing in this market?
You can download our trailer on Xbox Live.
God, you guys suck.
No, August 28th. 26.
Like, and what game is that?
I thought it was me.
That is Hell's Highway.
Okay. Go to
Brothers in Arms 3.
Wait, and who dies in that game?
Shut up.
Is it me?
All of...
You were already dead.
Is it me?
We killed you two games
ago. But I actively died.
No, the plot twist is the main star of the series.
Spoiler.
Is actually Hitler.
Oh.
Yeah, you actually were playing as Hitler.
He pulls off a mask, and then you hear the Mission Impossible 3 theme.
He pulls off the full mustache and just the tiny mustache.
That's all that's left.
He's like...
Rip.
No, it's just one motion.
Yeah. We'd have to pull it off a little pink. Like both sides, then yeah. You got the.
I'm making a
or
joke.
He
okay.
pulls a parachute for both the two little pieces on the ends. It's like, and then it's just
they
a
just
little
like
piece.
Fall to the ground slowly. Good. Just oof.
Yeah,
pretty good.
But no, go to I don't know, IGN game trailers.
You're just making that up now.
No, we're on there.
I know.
And
Josh doesn't know anything about what he's involved in. He's like, what? There's a forum for the comic.
And we have a game coming out for the Wii right around the same time.
Samba de Amigo?
No, they're actually putting out the Brothers in Arms games on the Wii.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Brothers in Arms 1 and 2.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Are they still calling it Double Time?
Yeah. I actually played it. It's actually pretty cool.
With the moat?
Yeah, the Wii mote.
The Wii mote is actually kind of cool.
As a first person
And then,
game.
Yeah, there's Samba de Amigo.
And oh, yeah, Samba is coming out.
We have DS game and PSP game out, which are actually kind of fun.
I have the Wii game.
I have the...
Excuse me, the DS game.
Yeah, it's actually pretty
there's
good.
There's actually a... There's a showstopper bug in it that I hit, and then I quit playing.
Sweet.
Huh. Yeah.
Next.
Way to go,
still
QA.
Worth...
It's fun, though.
Pew-pew!
Caw-caw!
Almost done. Cloverfield versus Cthulhu. Who wins?
Cthulhu.
Hang on.
Hands down.
Okay, who returns shamefully and tentacle-less to
trick
the ocean?
Trick question. Same Come person.
I think we should have them debate.
Nice try.
I think they All should right. debate.
We don't have a...
I think they should debate.
We don't have a
Cthulhu. An ancient evil.
Okay, look,
Cloverfield Point.
That is not dead, which can eternal lie.
Cloverfield Whatever. Point.
And with strange eons, even death may die.
Look, man.
Dude, the Cloverfield is bullshit.
I was in... Look, I was tentacle deep in my chick, lady. What are you... What's going on? What are you asking?
In a battle between you and Cthulhu, the old one, you know, who would win?
Look.
He's got wings.
All's I'm saying.
Okay.
Broseph. Let me just go ahead and flop it out.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, so Cthulhu rebuttal.
And Cloverfield was no more.
Wow, that was a pretty good point. Yeah. Well thought out, well articulated.
He's very well spoken.
He's good. Yeah he wins.
Was,
you can't do it for some reason. That's baby. That's Cloverfield ticks.
They're
doing that. Oh my God! Stop that. That's like evil crickets.
Crickets.
Also, in the event of a victory for Cthulhu, will Cloverfield's dad cut off the trust fund?
That's the weirdest question ever.
Cloverfield. Well, no, he. Look, man, my dad.
What's this credit card receipt I see, young man?
It was for
Mom Pino. Said that I get whatever I want.
Your mother doesn't pay the bills, young man.
Look, I'm gone most of the year. I'm
I
want to
see
for
you
3 months of the three months out of the year.
You get your ass to the dealership and you sell some cars. You little cocksucker.
Nobody wants to buy the Geo Metro right now.
You sell a fucking tracker, a '94 neon green tracker.
Look, oh man,
are you not going back to your
you
mother's?
You don't have to. You don't
September.
Have to. I don't
nope.
have to take
Cloverfield,
this.
You do. You absolutely do.
No, I don't.
Cut off.
Look,
Cut
she's
off.
Not my real mom, and I want some pancakes.
What?
Maple syrup.
It's a pretty good argument.
All right.
You win. Trust fund's yours. Cash. Next question. Oh, my God. It's about Cloverfield. It's from Kafka. What make... Oh, we already answered it. What make does Cloverfield's dad sell at his dealership?
Cars.
There you go.
Oh, Geos.
Cars that are no
Done.
Longer made.
You get to see that in real life.
What? It's a used car lot.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of
They're used Geos.
Dude, do you ever pull up next to a Geo, especially in your gigantic
and
SUV,
fart.
And be like, whoa.
Why are you even on the road?
Yeah, like that's like a
The Geo
go-kart.
Metro is a 3-cylinder car.
It
it's
is.
Like a go-kart. Okay.
Apparently,
it's a lawnmower
apparently,
engine.
No. Apparently it's the most popular car right now. Being sold.
My best friend growing up, his older brother was old enough to have a car. He had a Metro. And we used to ride in that thing to school every day.
I passed one of those smart cars.
I saw one today.
Get this. In the Mini. And I was like, whoa, that car's small.
Damn.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, they're like practical joke small.
Your back is touching the back window in the car. I mean,
you're driving a fucking golf cart with a roof.
Yeah. Like, there's no back anything.
And it's the safest car out there. I
Unless
saw that
you
on
get
Top
run
Gear.
Over.
No, they showed it on Top Gear. They drove that thing.
When they launched it out of a cannon.
Fucking 50 miles. 50 miles.
Shot it into space.
Yeah. 50 miles an hour. Re-entry. Straight into a brick wall. And it held up better than most cars that were on that show.
Only it's like that. You get fucking liquefied.
Yeah, all the watermelons they put inside it burst. Like,
boosh. And it was like, oh, no, we have this lovely fruit puree here. How delicious.
Yeah, no. The best part is like the watermelon comes out perfect, but then when they like realize it, all the insides
it's
are like
liquid.
All liquid. It's like, yeah, you would just die from the inside.
So
out.
I mean, it was kind of like a C-section where, you know, everything outside or everything inside. Yeah, how did that go again? Whenever you
all the
disturb.
Outside parts are on the inside backwards.
Yeah, was that the
is,
last?
That
was
actually
the end of the mail sack?
Show. That's the end of the mail sack. Anybody got anything else?
I got nothing.
I
just wasted another weekend Friday night.
Oh, we was it?
Hey,
a
great, thanks.
Seriously, this is better than most of the
way
shit
to
I do.
Shoot shit down.
No, there was what came out this week? Something came out this week.
Vagina
Be
Teeth.
Be Kind, Rewind.
Oh yeah,
we talked about
that. That was good
on DVD or something.
It's on DVD.
I wouldn't watch it again.
No, I'm saying for those
if
who are listening,
extras.
Who because it had the very limited release and yeah, nobody really knew anything about it. Go
if you haven't
it.
Seen it, at least rent it. It was good.
Just saying.
It's crickets.
Ow, that
dude,
you're, God.
Those are old one crickets. Those are crickets with tentacles.
Ugh.
Tentacle crickets.
Whoa, my God.
Cthulhu crickets.
Yes. Cthulhu crickets.
Is that like corn in his craps?
Wait, what?
What?
The cricket.
Hey.
I'm just going to go and play
do
the
Eli
ending.
Do the Eli Pig Fracker noise.
So
I don't want
to play
the
exit
I thought
out music.
Just did.
Let's go.
Oh, Josh.
Oh my God! Please stop
painful
doing that.
I'm bored. I'm a bad person.
Bleeding.
What is this?
I know exactly what this is. I have danced shirtless to this a number
what
of
is
times.
This? That doesn't narrow it
Are
down
you
enough for me.
Kidding?
Don't spoil it. If
oh,
you know.
It's the Weather Girls.
We have a minute and 46 reps.
This is. I have marched down the street in Houston in a pride parade to this
awesome.
Song.
That shouldn't make you prideful.
No, this
you
is shameful and stupid. But wait for it. Do you remember Sam? When
no,
I was dating Sam?
I totally forgot
Shut
Sam
up.
Existed.
Sam actually has a cheerleader routine to this song.
Thanks, fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I dated a guy that
hey,
was
dance,
a male
please.
Cheerleader.
Can you dance?
No.
For the camera?
No.
If you want Josh to dance to this song, just let us know and he'll do it.
God.
Yeah, Justin's right. Paul Schaefer actually wrote this song for the Weather Girls.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I knew he was one of us.
Oh, he's absolutely me. Hey, Dave. Weather Girls.
No.
That's
I can't.
Good. Good stuff, Dave.
I can only dance to this song if I'm fucking plastered.
They want you to. So, Paul.
Did you just do the Numa Numa guy?
No, he did Letterman.
Oh.
I had a pencil, I'd throw it at the camera, but I don't. Hey, Paul, you think we can get some gay dancing music? Hey, sure, Dave. Hey. You're just going to do a little jig?
I had to watch him do that routine so many times.
Oh my God, that was off camera.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did
ever.
Lean back for
that
a reason.
That was off camera.
Yeah, that was
oh.
beautiful.
I wonder if Ustream could censor that, like if it saw it. It was like, no, too much. Blank.
Yeah, that was,
man.
I'm not repeating that ever again.
Hijutsu Podcast, number 18, in the can.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
If sorry, guys.
If you like the podcast, if you like the comic, if you like the forum, any of this good stuff, go to vault.hijinks2.com. Your donation gets you access to desktops and all kinds of other fun stuff. And we're out.
Yeah, for the watchers, jazz hands were involved.